And now the starting lineup for your Matanoska Fiesta. Leading off for the Matanoska, the right fielder, number 25, Chip Calagreen. And in second, the second baseman, number 18, Zach Dillon. And in third, the catcher, number 16, Kyle Whitman. That is for the first baseman, number 28, J.J. Schwarz. That is fifth, the shortstop, number 8, Logan Davidson. That is sixth, the third baseman, number 27, Brett Harris. That is seventh, the left fielder, number 10, Marty Bettina. And in the designated hitter, number 2, Evan Boyle. And in ninth, the center fielder, number 6, Michael Dover. And taking the mound today for your Matanoska, number 43, David Leal. Thank you. this thing 5-4.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
On a bright, sunshiny Sunday afternoon. Yeah, Mother Nature, last couple of nights actually, and now this afternoon catching up with us as the Rockhounds and the Arkansas Travelers get set for the sixth and final game of this series. Boy, the Travelers have really been, for the most part, very dominant in this series. The Rockhounds winning game 4 of the set 2-1. But other than that, boy, the bats have been outstanding for Arkansas. And last night, Taylor Dollard just adds another chapter to an absolutely sensational season. He has 15 wins after last night as Taylor Dollard. That leads all of minor league baseball. In fact, nobody else has more than 13. On this Sunday afternoon, David Leal will get the start for the Rockhounds, who are the Matamoskas this afternoon. And he will face Prelander Baroa. And I don't want to scare you, but this guy might be the best guy on the staff right now for Arkansas. Just ahead of notes starting this ball game and ahead of the first pitch, the Rockhounds have taken the diamond. We'll take you downstairs now for the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. Final game of this homestand and, of course, of the six-game series. Midway point for the Travelers, a 12-game road trip that is off to, obviously, just a tremendous start. They scored 8 more runs last night, scored 1 run in their defeat. They have scored 54 runs in their 4 victories in this series, have the Travelers. Rockhounds will come into this game 2 behind the Frisco Rough Riders. Frisco rallying back and then holding off Amarillo last night. So it is Frisco by 2 over the Hounds, by 3 over Amarillo. So we'll see when the teams pack the bags what those standings look like at the end of this afternoon and this evening. We'll check the scores, of course, throughout the game as they are available. David Leal going into his warm-up tosses. The left-hander, the guy who flirts with 83 to the hill on a Sunday afternoon. First pitch of the ball in game. Old-fashioned style right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Riley Unruh gets set to lead it off this afternoon. Switch hitter. He moves to the shortstop position today. And we have an 86-degree reading. Just for a moment, I paused there because my reading all of a sudden said 69 degrees, and that looked wrong. Yeah, 86 degrees. We need a first base coach, and that will now be fulfilled, and we are ready to play some baseball. Can't play ball without a first base coach. Riley Unruh, shortstop, leads it off. He'll swing around and bat from the right side against, well, one of only two lefties on the staff now in David Leal. Sunday afternoon baseball in Riley Unruh again swings at the first pitch. Two hoppers sharply to third handle. Backhand by Brett Harris over to first for the out. I was about to say that Riley actually took some pitches last night. Well, so much for that. He jumps on the first pitch of the game, which he has done. He swung at the first pitch a lot. That was a sharply hit ball, and Brett Harris made the nice backhanded pickup around shoulder high. Got to throw to first for the out. So one pitch, one swing, one good play at third base, and one man down, and look at his split. We are underway. Batter is Joe Rizzo. Hit his 20th home run of the year last night. Did the left-handed hitter. Takes way down and away from David Leal for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Joe Rizzo at the plate. Man on deck is Jake Shiner. Shiner the DH this afternoon. 1-0 from Leal. That'll get there. Outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Joe Rizzo moving to first base in this game, and again, batting number two. Love the way he pounds the plate. Really with emphasis. Swing and a miss for 69-mile-an-hour pitch by David Leal, and that is not a fluke. He'll throw him up there at that speed from time to time. One ball, two strikes. Breaking pitch away. That one skips to the plate, 2-2. Jake Shiner on deck. He's the designated hitter this afternoon. Jake Shiner on deck. Zach Deloach, the right fielder, will bat cleanup. Zach Deloach in right. And Caden Polkovich, the third baseman, bats five and plays the five spot. 2-2 pitch. Hard hit in the air to center field. Going back, Michael Goldberg, but that is over his head. Base of the wall on one hop. Goldberg will retrieve. Rizzo will give a look and stand at second base. Boy, he drove that ball. That was right about 395 feet. So Rizzo with a double to deep, deep center field. And it is one on with one man down. The batter is Jake Shiner, the DH. Cade Marlowe, the center fielder in the sixth spot. Marlowe had a huge game last night. He'll bat sixth. Will Cade in center field. Tanner Kerwer batting seventh, playing the seventh position. Kerwer is the left fielder. Jake Anchia behind the plate batting eighth. Anchia the catcher. And Patrick Frick at second base bats ninth. Frick at second. Leal's pitch is down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to Shiner. Well, Jake with a runner in scoring position and that tremendous RBI column in his stat sheet, 92 of them. Co-leader in the Texas League. Pitch swung on and fouled straight back, and the count goes 1-1. So the Travs lineup, Unruh, Rizzo, and Shiner up top. Deloach, Polkovich, and Marlowe in the middle. Kerwer and Chia and Frick rounded out against the Rockhounds left-hander. David Leal, 4-5, a 4.78 earned run average, and that does actually place him in the top 10 in the Texas League. On qualifying pitchers, one ball, one strike. Pitch down and into the shoe tops, and the count goes 2-1. Again, a very dangerous hitter in Jake Shiner. Jake, 18 home runs to go with those 92 runs driven in. Runner at second, Joe Rizzo. Leal gives him a look, comes to the plate, swing and a miss. Again, breaking pitch that dropped almost to the dirt. Count goes two balls and two strikes to the Travs DH. David Leal makes start number 18 for the Hounds on this season since coming up from advanced single A. Looks at second. Delivers a 2-2. Nubbed foul. Got way out in front of that, did Jake, but he got just a little piece of it. Shiner hangs in at two balls and two strikes. We used to kid that David flirts with 85 miles an hour, but he really hadn't thrown a pitch at 85 that I can remember. If he has, they have been few and far between over his last, probably now, 10, maybe 11 starts. Stretching the pitch, and Shiner sends a little looper into right center field. That's going to sink and drop for a base hit. Going to wave the runner home, and there is RBI number 93 for Jake Shiner on the season. And depending on what Leandro Cedeno does for Amarillo later today, or we'll check when that game is on. I should have checked that earlier. I forgot to. Amarillo and Frisco, but that gives Shiner the league lead. Single into right center field. And that'll bring up Zach Deloach, and boy, the Travs just right back on it. A 1-0 advantage, Shiner at first, and here is Zach Deloach. High prospect in the outfield for the Seattle Mariners, left-handed hitter. Lefty-lefty matchup, Leal delivers, and that's a strike, and it's 0-1. David, in 98 innings coming in, has allowed 120 hits, and that is obviously a very high number. But his hit total also seems to vary, and if teams are timing him well, that's going to be trouble. There's a line shot to second on his knees. Zach Gelof will make the catch. So two outs in the inning, but they have both been hard outs. Deloach with a low line drive handled by Gelof at second. And recall that Riley Unruh led the game off with a sharply hit ball at third that Brett Harris made a nice play on. So here's Caden Polkovich, the third baseman, batting fifth, playing the five spot. He's a switch hitter as Caden, so he will bat from the right side. Takes the outside corner, a called strike, it's 0-1. Springfield and Wichita, respectively, really got to David with 13 and 15 hits, respectively. He's also had some low-hit games, so the variance, the span has been pretty major. Swing and a miss on a breaking pitch, and it's 0-2. Travs with Rizzo and Shiner, a double and a single, respectively. And they are on the board. The 1-0 Travelers, one on and two men down. 0-2 pitch to Polkovich misses, and the count goes a ball and two strikes. Caden at 244, 9 home runs. He's driven in 50. Shiner the lead. Jake does not run much, only 3 stolen bases on the season. Pitched by Leal, drops down and in at the shoe tops, and it's 2-2. Cade Marlowe coming off a big ball game last night, waiting on deck. Bright sunshine bathing the field. Little bit of breeze, and what there is blowing inward this afternoon. Stretch a pitch by Leal. Boy, just missed down and away. Count goes full. So an 0-2 count is now a full count. Cal McCann behind the plate reminding his defense that runner's going to go. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 men down. 1 run across. Travs on top early. Leal's pitch. Runner goes and will do it again. A swing and a foul straight back. Leal has excellent command. He has walked only 12 batters in 98 innings. So even it's rather remarkable, really. 1.35 is really not a bad whip at all. In fact, it's probably right in that watermark kind of area. And that despite giving up 120 hits in 98 innings, 1.35. But the command is excellent. I say that he walks a guy naturally. Well, and they say broadcasters can't jinx anybody. So a base on balls, that'll push Shiner to second base. Polkovich with the walk. So David, give that one to your radio guy. He'll brag about his command. And, of course, I do it with a 3-2 count. That was brilliant. Here is Cade Marlowe now. Well, Cade had an inside-the-park home run in last night's ball game. Don't see many of those. We saw one last night. I think he caught the hounds napping a little bit. I really do. Here's a fly ball to right field. This ball's got a chance to do some damage in the corner. That is going to drop. Kicks over the off the wall. I think that's going to be a ground rule double. Yes, it is. That will actually cost the Travelers a run. Marlowe with a line drive toward the right field corner. It bounced, kicked off the bullpen fence, and then went up and over. So an RBI double, which really would have driven in 2 otherwise, because Polkovich, of course, running on contact. Well, and Marlowe just picks up where he left off. He had 2 singles, 2 steals, 3 ribbies, and an inside-the-park home run. Last night starts with a double here to right field, so 2-0, the Travelers lead it. And it's second and third, first pitch swing Tanner Kerwer, and he fouls it away for an 0-1 count. Polkovich was around third base, but again, the ground rule double will actually negate the run. The Rockhounds get a bit of a break on that. Leal's pitch swung on and missed, and Kerwer quickly down to the count 0-2 with a 2-0 ball game on 3 base hits. Cade Marlowe happens to be playing on the same team with the league leader in ribbies, but boy, if not, he'd lead pretty much every other team. He's got 75 now, this Marlowe. 0-2 is way high and away, and the count of ball and 2 strikes. Catcher Jake Anchia waiting on deck for the Travs here in the top of the first, and boy, they are at it again. Scored more here in the first inning than they did in the only loss of the series, that 2-1 game a couple of nights ago. A swing and a foul back out of play, 1-2. Travs come in 6 games down, and that's just it. There's just not enough time left, 13 games including today. But when no matter where you stand in the pennant race, how much time is left, the type of series they have had, boy, it's going to make baseball fun. 0-2 pitches fouled away. Count stays a ball and two strikes. Mentioned in their four wins, 54 runs scored. Have a one ball, two strike count. Scoreboard is a pitch behind on the count, so it's 1-2. Kerber at the plate, right-handed hitter. David Leal with the 0-2 pitch again. Ground ball sharply hit wide at third base, foul ball. Do it again on 1-2. Of course, in baseball, home plate umpire desperately trying to get the count corrected. It's one ball and two strikes. Steven Rios Jr., apparently the scoreboard isn't watching it. Well, it won't matter. Swing and a foul tip, and out on strikes is Tanner Kerwer.
Strikeout number one.
So first strikeout of the inning ends the inning, but not before the Travelers get two. And, boy, they really, well, I know about should have. Ground rule double cost them a third run here in this top half of the first inning. So the Travs pick right up where they have left off. I'm not sure they have left off. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. Village Car Wash score. Arkansas 2, and against an outstanding right-hander, Prelander Broroa, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Chase Kalibuik will lead it off. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. Prelander Broroa on the mound. And, well, you know how good Taylor Dollard is, and what a shorter sample size. This guy might even be a little bit better. Broroa fires and just missed outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Taylor Dollard is absolutely, positively the Texas League Pitcher of the Year. But since coming up, Prelander Broroa in 7 starts has been, boy, scintillating. Delivery is up and away for ball 2, so he falls behind here. 2-0 to Chase Kalibuik, right fielder for the Rockhounds, leading it off. Zach Geloff batting second, playing second. Zach in the on-deck circle. Barolo with a 2-ball, no-strike stretch and pitch, and the ball is hit hard to center field. Going back with room is Marlowe, and he will track it down, edge of the track, deep right center field. Well hit ball by Kalibuik, but ran out of steam in deep right center, one man down. Kyle McCann will bat third. He's the catcher, Kyle McCann, behind the plate, and he'll do the catching duties for the Hounds. J.J. Schwarz, Rockhounds first baseman, will bat cleanup. J.J. in the cleanup spot. Logan Davidson will bat fifth, the shortstop. Logan at short, batting fifth. Brett Harris at third base, batting in the sixth position. Brett Harris at third base. Barola's first pitch sails way up high to Zach. One ball and no strikes to Geloff. Marty Bikina went really hot the last couple of games, batting seventh, playing the seventh spot. Marty Bikina in left field for the Hounds. Pitch by Barola. Swing, foul, tip, foul away. Ooh, that got our catcher. Ooh, my goodness, that really got Jake Anchia. Colin Cowgill, the manager, comes out right away. Yeah, an athletic trainer will come out as well. That ball really got to him. You could tell because Steven Rios Jr. reacted to it, did the home plate umpire. Well, I know we use the same cliche often, but it's really kind of true. You can't wear a suit of armor back there. Catchers take such a pounding, and that ball, being attended to, might have probably jarred the mask, maybe. Well, tough to tell. Jake trying to, well, he's going to get to his feet, get to his knees, but he will get some attention here. Amanda Lee, the athletic trainer out in, we're talking to him, kind of moving his head back and forth. So, yeah, that, well, we've got it maybe right off the mask. But, and Stephen reacted right away. Stephen Rios Jr., round of applause here for Jake Anchia. So, well, he'll stay in the game. But they bark at one another, of course, from time to time. And there's also a bit of a relationship, obviously, between catchers and umpires. And where they know that pounding, they can definitely not only empathize but sympathize for that pounding that you take behind the plate. So Jake will stay in there. It's 1-1 to Zach Gelhoff. Bases empty, one down, 2-0 Travs here in the first. Pitch way up high for a ball, two balls and one strike to Gelhoff. Zach at 275. Bottom of the order, Devin Foyle is the designated hitter. He will bat eighth. Devin Foyle, the DH. And Michael Goldberg rounds it out in center field. Michael in center batting ninth. There's a swing and a miss by Gelhoff in the count. Squares at 2-2. Callaway, Gelhoff, and McCann up top. Schwarz, Davidson, and Harris in the middle of the Rockhounds order. And McKenna, Foyle, and Goldberg rounded out. Hounds again doing the Matamoskis uniforms this afternoon. That snuck past a couple of us. I'm on the list. 2-2 pitch up, high ball, 3-2. Dark navy blue body to the jersey with bright green sleeves. Cut off at the shoulder. Travs, by the way, they're wearing Travelers uniforms this afternoon. 3-2 pitch, down and away, ball four. So Barroa, and that's the only number that is a little less than scary for Barroa. He's walked some batters, that's 18. Frelander has gone in very short stints. This is his seventh outing, 23 in the third innings. But check the number of hits this kid has given up. 23 in the third innings, 9 base hits. 9. Opposition hitting 117 against him, and he has already been part of a combined no-hitter. Pitch to Kyle McCann is up and away. Ball 1-1-0, so a little bit of command. The only issue, he has struck out 38 batters in those 23 and a third. And again, it's tough to hit in a small sample size as anybody in the league. Pitch up high for ball two, so 2-0. He went 2-0 to Calabwig, then Chase flew out to deep center. Walks Zach Gelhoff on 6 pitches. Now 2-0 to Kyle. Kyle McCann at 239, trying to get out of a rough patch of late. He takes down and in for ball three, so a 3-0 count here. Barroa, really electric stuff. He's out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Been around a little bit, has Barroa. Pitches, got the outside corner for a strike, and the count goes 3-1. But Frelander is only 22 years of age. In fact, turned 22 just after opening day. Born in 2000. That's scary for a lot of us. 3-1 pitch, and that's fouled away. 3-2. So 1-1 out, and a full count now to Kyle McCann. Kyle with 19 home runs and 58 driven in. Left-handed hitter facing the right-hander. Barroa looking in to Jake Anchia for the sign. Zach Gelhoff, the base runner. Is he going on 3-2? He is. Got a pretty good jump. Pitches swung on and punched through on the right side. Base hit for Kyle McCann. Coming to third is Zach Gelhoff. Zach got a very good jump on that pitch. Moving with him was second baseman Patrick Frick. And I don't know that Patrick would have been able to make that play anyway, but boy, for Kyle McCann, that has to feel awfully good. Base hit sharply hit through on the right side. Took a collar last night, did Kyle, with 4 strikeouts. But he singles through on the right side here. And again, nobody, if anybody, has been immune to streaks or slumps, I should say, really to both in baseball history. It'd be pretty amazing. But for Kyle McCann, he was 3-for-42 before that last swing, and you know that wears on you. So first and third. And again, no easy task there. A base hit against Barroa, the 10th he's given up in 23 and two-thirds. First and third now. Here's J.J. Schwarz. Right-handed hitter, he's the DH. Takes called strike outside half, and it's 0-1. J.J. KJ Rockhound's first baseman. Sun drifting through some clouds now. We get some shadows drifting over the ballpark. 0-1 stretch, pitch by Baroa. Check swing didn't mean to. Little tapper. It's going to drive home a runner. I don't know if they're going to get him. Yeah, they do. Terrific play at third by Polkovich. Boy, Caden charged that ball. Made a play very similar to the one he made last night. Not quite as spectacular as that one last evening, but another barehanded play at third base by Polkovich, and he's done that a couple of times just in the last two games. Zach Gelof comes across to score. Little tapper. Excuse me, swing, as they say, but on the second out of the inning, on the nicely handled 5-3 play with Polkovich providing the out, run will score, 2-1 game. Advancing to second is Kyle McCann, and now here's Logan Davidson, 2-1 game. Logan takes, called strike at the knees, 0-1. Logan at 248, 13 home runs and 51 driven in. Brett Harris waiting on deck for the Hounds. So a 2-1 game here in the first. Burrow's pitch swung on and missed, and quick 0-2 count here. Yeah, Trav's got a couple in the top half of the inning. A ground rule double, one would think, cost them a third run. The Hounds now will counter Frankensteining one together, the walk by Gelof. In essence, a hit-and-run single by Kyle McCann. That pushed Gelof to third. That turned out to be huge. That he was running on the 3-2, got to third base, scores on the tapper by J.J. And a swing and a miss, and Logan up and down on three pitches. And with that, the inning comes to an end. So the Rockhounds get a run on one hit, a walk, no errors, and one man left on base. So after one, both teams are on the board. Village Car Wash score of our ball game. Arkansas 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Well, we go to the top half of the second, and yes, they are underway in Amarillo at Hodgetown, an earlier start. In fact, they went at 105 today. And, well, it is Hodgetown, and it's Amarillo that is jumping out on top. 5-run second inning for the Sod Poodles. They lead Frisco, bottom of the fourth inning, Amarillo 7 and Frisco 1. And one would think that's a... You can't say it's a must-win for Amarillo, of course, statistically nowhere near it, but just I think in the scheme of things, a very important game, and they're leading 7-1. Jake Anchia will step in, takes a called strike to the back door from David Leal, one ball, no strikes. And the Rough Riders leading the Hounds by 2, Amarillo by 3, so that's a huge swing for Amarillo. Swing and a line drive right back up the middle. Anchia with a line drive base hit to center field. Leadoff man on base here for the Travs.
Now batting number 15, Patrick Frick.
Fourth base hit, here is Patrick Frick. Of course, they are facing the division leaders, or Amarillo. So that's a two-game swing. Amarillo will finish that series either 2 or 4 behind Frisco. So that is a huge game this afternoon, and Amarillo does lead it big early. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0. By the way, I think the... Well, not the bat boy, but, well, kind of is, serving that purpose. I think it's Taylor Dollard, last night's winning pitcher. He's got that
that flashy blonde hair, the mane of it. Pitch down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Patrick Frick, right-handed hitting second baseman. Patrick at 235. One on and nobody down. Boy, Dollard's season has just been tremendous. 2-0 pitch, and that ball hit in the air to center field, not deep, and into right center. I think it will be Goldberg, and yes, Michael will track it down in right center. Patrick Frick flies out fairly shallow. One down top of the order, so here's Riley Unruh, and he was right back to being Riley Unruh to lead off the game. Swung at the first pitch, hit it sharply, and Brett Harris made the play. Riley at 272. One on and one man down. 2-1 Travelers lead. Takes this time, and that got there inside corner. Called strike. Riley, 6 home runs, 49 driven in. Runs a bunch, has 22 stolen bases. Rarely caught. Switch hitter batting from the right side. Leal's pitch ripped left field, but coming on Bikina, he'll make the catch right about knee high. Boy, sinking line drive, had a little top spin on it. Well hit ball. And it was within Bikina's reach, and Marty had to reach a bit for it. Line drive sharply hit, so Unruh is 0 for 2, but boy, he's hit it hard both times. One on and two out for Joe Rizzo. Rizzo doubled to center and scored on a single by Jake Scheiner in the top of the first inning. Rizzo at 269 coming in, 20 home runs, getting number 20 last night. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. 57 runs batted in for the left-handed hitting first baseman. Short lead at first. Jake Anchia, the base runner. Pitch from Leal, swung on it, fouled straight back, and it's one ball, one strike. Travs lead the game by the score of 2-1. By the way, the North Division game involving the leader Wichita at Springfield, that is a 6:05 start, so a late start. Ground ball back up the middle, handled nicely by Leal. Boy, perfect position to make that. That was a sharply hit ball, and David made the play. So, gives up the leadoff base hit, but comes back and gets the next three batters. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one man is left on base. So, to the bottom half of the second inning, our broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash, and our score after 1.5, Travelers on top, 2-1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com, the Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Lander Baroa back to the mound for the second inning. He'll face Brett Harris, Marty Bikina, and Devin Foyle in inning number two. The Travs on top by the score of 2-1. And I'll mention Taylor Dollard, who last night improved his record to 15-2 on the season. That leads all of minor league baseball. Nobody else in all of the minors has more than 13 wins. I mean, that is a bunch in minor league baseball. His earned run average now 1.95, and that is tied for fourth in all of minor league baseball. And his opponent average, which is also 1.95, is in the top 10. He's just absolutely been terrific. And that's been start to finish, really wall-to-wall this year for Dollard. Here's Brett Harris now. And the first pitch by Baroa finds the outside corner with a fastball 0-1. A run on that pitch might have been a 85 miles an hour. One, the fastball, the 0-1 pitch to Brett. Swings and down the foul, tipped into the glove. Quick 0-2 count. Brett at 274. Eight home runs, 35 driven in. Ask for time here. Sunshine breaking back out again. Sun got behind some clouds for just a few minutes, but field in bright sunlight and a three-pitch strikeout swing and a miss. Boy, didn't even touch 90 on any of those pitches, but good location, a little variance. That pitch had some run on it. Brett chased it, couldn't catch it. He's out on strikes. Two down, back-to-back strikeouts for Prelander Baroa. Well, the batter is Marty Bikina. Marty, two hits in each of the last two ball games. Right-hander against right-hander. Baroa's pitch drops down low. One ball and no strikes. Nobody on, one man out. And Prelander now with his third organization, Twins, Giants, and now the Mariners. Swinging a line drive to center field, and that is going to sink and drop a base hit. Bobbled for just a moment. Marty will give a look, but center fielder Marlowe retrieves quickly. Misplayed the ball, but it was right there. He didn't get past him at all. So Marty Bikina, all of a sudden, 5 for his last 10. And he'd been in a little bit of a slide, but no longer. Drove in both of the runs in the 2-1 win the other night, did Marty. And now 5 for his last 10, little three-game hit streak. And here's Devin Foyle, left-handed hitter. He's the designated hitter this afternoon. Devin waits. Baroa delivers, drops down low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Baroa came over to Seattle in a minor league deal for Donovan Walton, a second baseman. And boy, he has emerged as a top 15 or so prospect for Seattle. Pitch up and away for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. He has pitched for a couple of teams in the Northwest League again. He came over during the course of this season via trade. Swinging a drive, but way foul. Devin got out in front of it. The two balls and one strike to count. He had a couple of stops in the Northwest League up in the Pacific Northwest in Everett, Washington, and then in Eugene, Oregon. Actually, the other way around. First with Eugene, then in Everett. High A for the Seattle Mariners. Pitch down low for a ball. 3-1. Seattle's double A, of course, in North Little Rock, Arkansas, the Travelers. Boy, Seattle's triple A and their advanced single A team are just north and south of Seattle in Everett and Tacoma. That's convenient. 3-1, runner goes, pitch is taken. Here's the throw, got a chance, slapped the tag. I think he beat it. Yeah, he did. Got under the tag of the shortstop, unroll. Marty with his sixth stolen base. So it is 3-2 to Devin Foyle, but Marty Bikina running and swipes the bag. So a runner in scoring position with one man down. Count is now full to Devin. Left-handed hitter. 256, couple of home runs, 24 driven in. Foyle waits, pitch, nope, up high, ball four. And Baroa talking to himself a little bit. Second walk of this game for Prelander, and that's his 19th walk. And again, that number is one to do. I'm sure the Mariners like to see come down a little bit because he's obviously really tough to hit. So two men on and one man down, and Michael Goldberg, the batter, top of the order, Chase Calabrese waiting on deck. Michael, right-handed hitter at 282. No homers, 13 driven in, takes down and away for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Well, David Leal gave up a leadoff single to start the second inning, came back, got three batters in a row, and now the Rockhounds trying to equalize or better, down 2-1 in the second. Baroa looks at second, comes to the plate. Oh, check swing really fooled was Goldberg. That was about a three-quarter speed swing. He was fooled by the pitch, one ball, one strike. Michael, right-handed hitter with Devin Foyle at first, Marty Bikina at second. They shade him up the middle, of course. Now backing off a little bit is the second baseman, Frick. Pitch drops down low. Two balls, one strike. Now Baroa wants a new baseball. 2-1 count to Goldberg. Michael, 3-for-8 in the series with a run batted in. 2-1 pitch. Dumps down low. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. So patience a virtue right now. Devin Foyle coaxed the walk on 3-2 after Bikina led the inning off with a single. Count is 3-1. Hitters count for Goldberg. Michael takes it up. Down and away. Ball four. So again, the command. A bit of an issue now. The bases are loaded for Chase Calabwig. A single and a couple of walks. And that will bring the catcher, Jake Anchia, out for a visit. And yep, might as well take advantage of it. Sean McGrath, the pitching coach, will come out and join that conversation. Well, the ball clubs, I'm traveling on my own this year. It's kind of cool. But the buses, I would imagine, will leave after this game. The Rockhounds on their way to Corpus Christi, and that, at least historically, has always been a trip where you take off right after the game, even with a Monday off. But that is the next stop for the Rockhounds. Tuesday evening, 6:35, we will join you from Whataburger Field, Corpus Christi, Texas, where the Hooks all of a sudden playing really well. The only thing that slowed them down of late was rain last night. So the Hooks and the San Antonio Missions trying to get a doubleheader in today to make up for the rainout. At least that's what we were told, and I'm showing. Yeah, there we go. They will play a double dip. I guess they're going to go ahead and play it during the evening. It's kind of unusual for a travel day, but short drive anyway. Pitch is a called strike to Chase Calabui. Count goes 0-1. Travelers on their way to Amarillo after this ball game. That's a short trip by South Division standards, just up the road, about 4 hours or so. 0-1 stretch. Bases full. Pitch to Chase. Line drive, and it's gloved at second base. Boy, a shot to Patrick Frick. Calabuig loosened the seams on the baseball, but it's caught. Two men are down. And the batter will be Zach Geloff. Bases full. Rockhounds with an opportunity here against Baroa. Zach with a base on balls and a run scored in the first inning. It's a 2-1 game. Travelers on top. Baroa set, right-hander against right-hander. Base is full, first pitch to Geloff. Drops down low, ball one, 1-0. Kyle McCann would be next, but again, there are two down in the inning. Zach, 275 on the season. Hit 315 before being sidelined in the first half. Missed a lot of time. Swing and a miss. Chased a little bit outside. One ball, one strike. Since coming back from the injury, Zach, a 227. Yeah, missed about 10 weeks. It's a long time. Swinging the ground ball to third. That'll be nicely handled. Going to third and going to second is Polkovich, and they just get him. And, boy, Bobby Crosby is not convinced. Boy, the inning is over in a bang-bang play. Caden Polkovich made that catch and then just flinched a moment, maybe trying to grip the baseball, maybe slipped a little bit. He threw to second base, and, boy, that was close. Goldberg is out. Fielder's choice, sharply hit to third. Initially, I think Polkovich thought he might be able to outrun Devin Foyle and just get to the bag at third, and then realized that wasn't going to happen, and just that little bit of a glitch, but the throw just in time to get the runner at second base, and that was a very close play. So we have played two. The Rockhounds threatened but miss a chance. They'll leave the bases full. We go to the third. Village Car Wash score. Travs 2, Rockhounds 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 wagon here? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Yeah. Jake Shiner will be the leadoff batter for Arkansas here in the third. Middle of the order, really, 3-4-5. Some dangerous hitters, beginning with Shiner, now with 93 driven in. Drove in the game's first run to take over the league lead, depending on what Leandro Cedeno is doing. Amarillo with some offense in their game this afternoon early on. Shiner swings, fouls it away, and it's 0-1. Zach Deloach and Caden Polkovich will follow. In the Travelers' third, 2-1. Rockhounds missed a chance against Prelander Baroa in the second inning with the bases loaded. Breaking pitches, it chopped to third base. Harris makes the play, sets up and throws, and got him for the out. One man down in the top of the third. Zach Deloach, the batter. Deloach 0-1. Boy, he flat ripped it. A line drive was caught by Zach Geloff, second baseman. This team's had one of those in this game. Line shot, but gloved. So Zach Deloach, 257, the batting average. Make it 259. Didn't mean to cheat you. 13 homers, 66 driven in. Bouncing ball, foul right at the plate. 0-1 the count. And the Travs have three guys with really impressive RBI numbers. Zach Deloach at 66, 74 for Cade Marlowe, and nobody in the league better than Jake Shiner with his 93. Left-handed hitter is Deloach. Breaking pitch swung on and missed. Boy, that frisbee pitch at 68 miles an hour. And David's really been pretty remarkable, making his 18th start. Opened the year at Advanced Single A with Lansing, the 0-2 pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss at 66. Just floated that pitch up there. Second strikeout for David Leal. He's walked a batter in this ball game, but his strikeouts to walks ratio is just a tinge under 5-1. He has 60 strikeouts and now 13 walks. 60 and 12 would be a 5-1 ratio. Caden Polkovich takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. It is a fine line to be sure. Again, if teams are figuring him out, it could be a long day. Delivery swung on and fouled away. It's 0-2. If David has hitters off balance, and this has kind of been a 50-50 game because the Travs have four base hits, but he's also had a really nice touch, that strikeout of Deloach on three pitches. Two of them under 70 miles an hour. Delivery here called. Third strike at the knees. And disagreeing is Polkovich. So that was 82, but of course it probably looked like a whole bunch more. Just a great mix of pitches and a couple of strikeouts and a 1-2-3 inning for David Leal. The point is, when he gets you off balance, he's really fun to watch because, again, he doesn't throw hard and makes it a he's an unusual guy in that way. We're going to go to the bottom of the third. Village Car Wash score remains. Travs 2, Rockhounds 1.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia is a little ways down the road today. It's actually going to be kind of a rewind, but with a purpose, looking at just some career stuff from one of the most amazing hitters, I think, really honestly, of all time, and it's, boy, really undeniable. Kyle McCann will lead it off. We go to the bottom of the third, so 3, 4, and 5 in each order here in this third inning. Left-handed hitter leads it off, swings at the first pitch, sends a fly ball to right field. Back, I think, with room. Yep, camping and waiting. Boy, that ball got a lot of air under it, and there to make the play is Deloach for the out. Well, Kyle got a base hit his last time up, broke out of a little slide. He sends this one high into right field, but not quite enough to do damage. Got just under it a bit, and that'll bring up J.J. Schwarz. J.J. JJ, RBI on a bounce out. Didn't mean to. A little check swing, and it turned into his 35th ribby of the year in inning number one. Again, Hounds missing a chance in the second. Had the bases loaded. Pitch to JJ, just low and away for ball one, 1-0. Now, Baroa, I mentioned he went through a couple of at-bats without throwing 90 miles an hour. He hit 95 with that one, so he can bring it. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch, and the count goes 1-1. Verlander originally signed by the Twins at age 16, as so many of the talented kids are in the Dominican. Pitch runs up high for a ball, 2-1. It's gone from the Twins to the Giants to the Mariners, but again, when you are acquired via trade, means somebody wants you, and understandably, Mariners want him swinging a high pop up in Schwarz, really frustrated ball in the shallow center. Waiting for it is the second baseman, and Frick will tuck that away, looking up into the high sky. Had four travelers camped around there. Boy, no pressure at all. That's so cool. Watching Riley Unroe. Riley's a shortstop. He went all the way over there as well. And again, in from center field came Marlowe. In from right field came Deloach. So they were all basically just surrounding Patrick Frick, who made the catch in the pop-up. Well, Unroe went over to him after the catch, put his arm on his shoulder and said something to him. Pitch up high and away to Logan Davidson for ball one. Strikeout victim. His first time was Logan. Man, that's pressure. You got three teammates around you making sure you make that catch. Pitch, did he go? No. Check swing down low, ball two. 2-0 to Logan. Nobody on and two men down here in the bottom half of the third inning. 2-1, Trav's lead. Love the little stuff that goes on in a baseball game. 2-0 count. Logan batting from the left side and Baroa with a pitch. Again, check swing. Again, they appeal. Boy, and this time, oh my, this time says he went. Two balls to strike. Logan's reaction was priceless. It was absolutely disbelief. So two balls and a strike. Well, that's a good appeal by Anchia. I didn't think they had a chance to get that appeal granted, but yep, so that's a great appeal by Anchia. Got the strike call. Two balls and a strike. Well, you really never know on check swings. You really don't. 2-1 pitch, and that ball is hit hard to right field. Going back is Deloach. Will he get there? No, it's over his head. Base of the wall. One hops. High carom off the wall. Stand-up double for Logan Davidson. Had that terrific stretch of six hits and six ABs. Went hitless a couple of times, and now right back to it with a double to right field. So Logan on at second base. And again, Baroa just does not give up a lot of base hits. So Logan on at second base, two men down. Batter will be Brett Harris. Right-handed hitter struck out on three pitches his first time up. Tying run in scoring position and a swing and a miss here. He comes up empty 0-1. So Baroa looking for an out to get out of this inning with, again, tying run in scoring position, second consecutive inning. Hounds, as mentioned, loaded the bases in the second. Pitch to the corner, tough strike, just got there. Boy, if that's a called strike, and it was, perfect pitch. Just got the corner. And Brett has seen five pitches. They have all been strikes. Baroa one strike away from getting out of the mini jam. 0-2 pitch, line drive, right center field, base hit. That's going to tie the ball game. Brett Harris with an 0-2 RBI single to right center, 2-2 tie. Brett Harris with his 36th RBI of the season. Boy, saw five pitches, all of them strikes. And on an 0-2 pitch, that was a sharp line drive to right center field. Brett Harris ties this ball game. So he's on at first base. 2-2 tie. Marty Bakina singled and stole the base with one out in the second. Marty 5 for his last 10 in the series. Takes a high strike, and it's 0-1. No balls to strike to the Hounds left fielder. Marty batting from the right side. 2:30 coming into the game. Runner going. Pitch is taken. Up and away. Throw by Anchia. Got a chance, and they got him out at second base is Brett Harris. Well, Brett trying to move up, but he is thrown out by Anchia. But again, Rockhounds take the chance there and send the runner in motion. But Brett, before he is thrown out, ties this ball game with an RBI single. give you a quick game summary coming up after 2. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash. And after 3, we are tied at 2.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
We are brand new after 3 innings. It is a 2-2 tie. Travelers have 2 runs on 4 base hits. Rockhounds also 2 runs on 4 base hits. Team has been errorless to this point. Travs have left 3 men on. Rockhounds have left 4 and have had a man caught trying to steal a base. Cade Marlowe leads it off, an RBI double his first time, and that's part of the story as well because he might have driven in 2 with it. Takes up and in a ball from David Leal, but had a ground rule double. Ball just kicked into the right field bullpen, and with that, runner who had scored would have to go back to third. Check swing takes a called strike, 1-1. Marlowe, Tanner Kerwer, and Jake Anchia, 6, 7, and 8. In the traveler's order here in the top of the fourth, 2-2 tie, final game of the series. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Boy, that has to look so enticing. Breaking pitch started right down the middle, wound up down and away, and Cade swings through it. Does have a high strikeout total. He has 128 strikeouts, does Cade Marlowe, and that's among the highest totals in the league. Does a whole bunch of things well, that's for sure. Takes just outside here, and the count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. RBI was his 75th of the year. He's hitting for a good average, 280. Left-handed hitter, 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball got him, swung on and missed. And then again, a sub-70 pitch, 69 miles an hour, and that's 4 strikeouts for Leal, including the last 3 batters. So he struck out the middle third of the order. Deloach and Polkovich to end the third, and Marlowe to begin the fourth, and now Tanner Kerwer. He was the first strikeout victim for David in this game. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. It's 0-1. Travelers have clinched the series. They lead 4-1. Both teams are in second place in their respective divisions. Arkansas tied with Springfield, but 6 games back. Tanner Kerwer takes down and in for a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike, and that's simply because Wichita has had the best record in the Texas League overall for the season and an outstanding second half, even with the loss last night at Springfield. Wichita really playing well. 1-1 pitch, looped in the air to center field, but Goldberg butts right at him. Michael will make the catch for the out. And 2 men down. Rockhounds, despite falling 4 out of 5 in this series, they've dropped a couple of games to Frisco. But they're hanging around. The Hounds are 2 games out. Amarillo is 3 back. And again, that pivotal game going on at Hodgetown. They're in the top of the 7th. Amarillo still leading 7-1. Jake Anchia takes right down the middle for a strike. Boy, you talk about crazy change. Frisco scored, what was it, 21 the other night. They won 21-2. They have 1 run on 2 hits in 6 innings in this game. Swinging a foul out of play, it's 0-2. Man, you just never know from day to day. Similar to our turnaround here in this series, first 3 games of the set, teams scored a combined 62 runs, and then he had a 2-1 game. Nobody on, 2 men down in the fourth. Jake Anchia, the batter, and the 0-2 pitch from Leal. Got him, called 3rd strike in the knees, and Chia really reacted to that. He's going to Well, not going to bark much, but made his feelings pretty well known. Five strikeouts for David Leal against one walk, and again, that's pretty much his ratio for the season. So David Leal now all of a sudden has retired the last nine batters in a row. And we go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. So we've got ourselves a tie ball game after three and a half. Our Village Car Wash scored the game. Arkansas 2 and the Rockhounds 2.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Marty Bacchino to the plate. Bottom third of the order here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. 2-2 tie here. Amarillo leading Frisco 7-1 fairly late in that game at Hodgetown, but you never tuck anything in the books in Hodgetown until everything is actually on the score sheet. We had talked about this player on one of our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia segments not all that long ago, a little while back up the road, but his name appeared today on this date in baseball history, and I started looking at some of the notes of him. Just a remarkable hitter. As Marty Bacchino takes down low for a ball. Marty, one for one, single and a steal. He was at the plate when Brett Harris was thrown out trying to swipe a bag that end of the third. 2-2 tie in the fourth. Aroa sails one way high for a ball, 2-0. I think the stat that we were looking at that originally brought up the trivia with him was the number of times he struck out three times in a game. He played 20 years, by the way. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-0 again for Baroa. Command is that only kind of that X factor. There is activity behind him in the bullpen. Has not gone deep in games. Spent some time on the injured list. Called strike, just got there to Marty, 3-1. And this, by the way, is a modern era player. This does not go way, way back at all. In fact, he has played briefly in the 2000s, or did. And in the 20-year career, here's the 3-1, way outside for a ball. So Bacchino on base, and again, that's four walks against two strikeouts for Baroa. So one on with nobody down, and here's Devin Foyle. In 20 years, and he was an absolute positive everyday player, he struck out three times in a game. Once. Stunning. I was looking at a piece on him, and now it was written, I think, in 2020, so it's a while back, a couple of years old now. Here's Devin. Takes down low for a ball. It's 1-0. This fella struck out 434 times in 20 seasons. That is an average. This is amazing. He struck out basically 22 times a year. And again, modern era player. Looking to bunt, popping it up. Coming back, and that's going to be handled by Anchia. So Devin Foyle, boy, he's talking to himself. He pops out trying to sacrifice the bunt. But he fouls out to Anchia. One man down. Boy, there's so much talk about whether or not sacrifice bunts should be basically banned from planet Earth. A lot of folks think that they are absolutely useless. And if you get it down, then you can have that discussion. But, boy, if you try to get it down and don't, then it is an absolute wasted out. And that's one for the Rockhounds here. In steps, Michael Goldberg takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Michael walked his first time. Now, this guy averaged 22 strikeouts a season. And, again, one of the articles I had kind of tucked away. Here's the 1-0. Got there, called strike at the knees. That is a perfect pitch, 1-1. Writer who was writing about this fellow in 2020 said in 2019, for example, 129 players had struck out 22 times. by the end of April. Pitch down low, two balls and one strike. This guy averaged that for the basically six-month big league season, 22 Ks per season. I love this one. He faced 18 Hall of Fame pitchers over his 20-year career, 541 plate appearances. That's basically a season against Hall of Famers is what it adds up to. Pitch up and in for a ball, 3-1, against Hall of Fame pitching. This guy hit 331. Count is three balls, one strike. Michael Goldberg at the plate. The lead for Bikina. The pitch swung on. Hits set in the air to center field. That's going to be right at Marlowe. Cade will drift in a couple steps, makes the play. So Michael Goldberg with a fly ball to center field, two down. In fact, talking about Hall of Famers, that's going to be a Baroa, I would guess, on a very strict pitch limit. So he will go 3 2/3 in this game. He'll depart with a man on at first base, Bikina with the walk, one on. There are two men down here in the fourth inning. And so Baroa's afternoon over. And coming back from injury, so 3 2/3 innings, gives up four base hits, two runs both earned. He walked four batters while striking out two. And we'll see who comes out of the Trav's bullpen here. It'll be Chase Calabrese with one man on and two men down. 2-2 tie, bottom half of inning number four. Trav's wearing the road grays this afternoon, trimmed in the black, red, and white. Bright red baseball caps. Colin Cowgill, former big leaguer, the manager, exchanges the baseball here. Get a look. And honest to goodness, relief pitchers are sneaky people, the way they turn their body so you can't see a uniform number when you need to. I don't think it's on purpose, but boy, they sure seem to do it. And I think that's Rob Kaminsky. I recognize the beard, actually. Rob has a really good beard working. Yep, so Rob Kaminsky, left-hander, will make the appearance. The player we're talking about, the hitter we talked about, again, basically had a season's worth of at-bats, 541 plate appearances against Hall of Fame pitchers, hit 331. He faced Greg Maddux more than any other pitcher in his career. How about, boy, there's a stroke of luck. Huh? And, of course, Maddux pitched a long time and during that same time period. So, faced Greg Maddux 107 times. This guy hit 415 against Greg Maddux. That one, I had not seen that one before. That was amazing. He hit 300 in every season except his rookie year. That was 19 consecutive seasons of better than 300. When the article that I was reading on him was written, the longest streak at that time was four seasons of 300 in a row, and that was J.D. Martinez, and I don't think he extended that. But this guy hit 300 or better in 19 consecutive seasons. Of course, 300 averages are largely going away, aren't they? Well, not with this guy. Give you two other quick notes on him, and you may have figured out who that great hitter was. Toss over to first base by the left-hander, Kaminsky. One of the toughest things in baseball is hitting with two strikes in the count. Batting averages with two strikes in the count are way, way, way low. Not for this guy. He was maybe, certainly the modern era, because they haven't always counted such stuff. Strike from Kaminsky right down the middle to Chase Calabrese. Chase 0 for 2. Major League Baseball didn't start tracking such things until somewhere in the mid-70s. So in the old days, say a Ty Cobb, whoever it might have been, don't really have access to those numbers. But beginning with the mid-70s, we have access. Pitch drops down low, one ball and one strike. Two strikes in the count. One of the best ever, at least the modern era, was Wade Boggs, who hit 262 with two strikes in the count, and that is really good. Pitch down and away, two balls and a strike. That's the second best number tracked since they've been able to do such things. That was Wade Boggs at 262. Add 40 points to it, and you get this guy. Finished his career hitting 302 with two strikes in the count. Stunning. Impossible. Pitch drops down low for a ball. 3-1 out of Chase. One on, two out. Bottom of the fourth in a 2-2 tie. In 1994, this I had not seen. I just saw this. I was just doing stuff on him yesterday. 1994, with two strikes in the count, he hit 397. Impossible. Bouncer foul, 3-2. 3-2 count now to Chase Calabrese. Well, you add all of that up, and you get one of, absolutely one of the great hitters of all time. Good guy, too. I actually turned down probably a bundle of money to stay with the team that he played for all 20 years. Mr. Padre, as he is known, Tony Gwynn. 3-2. Up, down low. Chase will draw a walk. Kaminsky just missed. Tried to get him with a breaking pitch. Pekina was running. He'll go to second base. So the walk is the fifth of the game the Rockhounds have picked up. Also have four base hits. And now here's Zach Geloff. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a fielder's choice. The great Tony Gwynn. It was on this date the Padres retired his uniform number. Widely considered the greatest Padre of all time. I can't imagine there's any doubt about that. Well, just an absolute pure hitter. He was mentored at one point. Pitch called strike inside corner. Good pitch there by Kaminsky. Got over the inside edge of the knees. Tony Gwynn had a conversation or two with the great Ted Williams, who I would consider the greatest hitter of all time, and that actually expanded the type of hitter that he was. Takes down low for a ball, getting mentored by Ted Williams. That's not bad. Can you imagine that conversation, talking hitting with Tony Gwynn, talking with Ted Williams? Wow, that needed to be recorded and played back. One ball, one strike to Geloff. Two on, two out in a 2-2 tie in the fourth. Kaminsky on in relief. Pitch, drops down and in. 2-1 the count. Left-hander on the mound and right-handed hitter at the dish. Rob Kaminsky's 35th appearance of this season. 2-1 with a 4.91 ERA. His other numbers, we don't seem to add up to a near 5 earned run average, but they do. Rob Wright had a hit per inning. 33 hits, 33 innings, 33 strikeouts, and 13 walks. Pretty good line right across the board. 2-1 and 2 down. Couple of bases on balls. Pitch drops in. Ball 3. 3-1 now to Geloff. Well, the Hounds had the bases loaded in the second inning and did not take advantage. Tied the game in the third on the RBI single by Brett Harris. 2-1 and 2 out here in the fourth inning. 3-1 count. Hitters count. Geloff waits. Takes. Nup. Down and in. Ball 4. And they are loaded. So, three bases on balls. At 6 for the ball game, and out goes Jake Anchia. That's a mound visit. And I do believe the third of the ball game for the Travelers. So Kaminsky out of the bullpen has faced two batters. He has walked them both. And the batter is Kyle McCann. Kyle, left-handed hitter, and that is, third mound visit. Kyle singled in the first inning. Zach Geloff was running on a 3-2 pitch, and Kyle sent it through on the right side. And I don't think Patrick Frick would have gotten to it, but with the hitter going, he moved with him, and that really opened up that right side. Pitch down and away, ball 1 to Kyle, 1-0. So he is singled and flown out to right field. Ball he hit back in the third inning to right, you get the feeling he just missed it. The 1-0 pitch takes, and that's a strike. Very aggressive off second base was Chase Calabrese, and Chia bluffed that way to the Travelers catcher as if to throw through, and Chase dove back into the bag. Good fake. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. And strikeout total has been up lately for Kyle. Got a nice base hit, though, to bust out of a little slide of late back in the first inning. Count 1-2, bases loaded. Second time in four innings, the Hounds have had him full. Pitch, down and away, 2-2. Kyle McCann, 19 home runs and 58 driven in. Team leader for the Rockhounds in both categories. Count is 2-2. Kaminsky has the sign. Bases full. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncer. Got a piece of it. It's through the on-deck area where J.J. Schwarz is waiting. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Kyle McCann at 239. He's just 2-for-20 in the series. guy who is very dangerous, that's for sure. Two balls, two strikes. Second time, pitch by Kaminsky. Swing and a miss. And he got him. Foul tip. And the inning is over. Second time the Hounds have left the bases loaded in this game. No runs or hits, in fact, in the fourth inning. No errors. Hounds leave the bases full. They have stranded seven base runners in this game. And Rob Kaminsky gets out of the inning with a strikeout. We're bound for the top of the fifth. Broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash, some of the best folks in the business. And our score after four is a 2-2 tie.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great, and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
You know, quite often I kid about Hodgetown in Amarillo because it is a ridiculously hitter-friendly ballpark. It's ridiculous. It is. But you have to be aware of Hodgetown. What did I tell you the score was? Amarillo 7, Frisco 1, top of the seventh inning. Frisco is still at bat. They have scored 7, and they lead it 8-7. Welcome to Hodgetown. 8-7, Frisco. J.J. Schwarz takes a... Excuse me, I was touching up McCard. The pitch to Patrick Crick called strike from David Leal. 9-1-2 in the traveler's order. Pitch to Patrick is a strike. The knees just got their inside corner. Flew out to center his first time. Did the Travs second baseman. Riley Unroe and Joe Rizzo will follow in the Travs fifth inning. 0-2 pitch. Sails way high and away for a ball. So Frisco trailed 7-1. It was 7-1 after 3, 7-1 after 6. It's 8-7 now in the seventh inning. Breaking pitch down and in for a ball. Two balls and a strike. The Travelers, let's see, they have scored, 58 runs in this series. So basically 10 runs per game. Six games set. Hard hit ball. Shortstop backhanded by Logan Davidson. Sets up, throws, and got it. Sharply hit ball by Frick. Handled by Logan at shortstop right on the edge of the grass. Good play. One man down. It's Riley Unroe. Well, Riley's back to being Riley. He has been up twice. He's hit the ball hard twice, and he's seen a total of 3 pitches. Bounced out to third to start the game. That was a really nice pick by Brett Harris at third. And he lined out to Marty Bikina on a well-hit ball his last time. Does he swing here? Yep, and fouls it back to the screen. Boy, he is aggressive. But again, Riley's hitting .272. That average has come up by leaps and bounds over his last month or so. And he's had a good series. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's way outside for ball. One ball and one strike. Field drifting in and out of shadows again. Some cloud cover around us. Breeze has gone away. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Way off speed at 70. Unroe a little bit out in front of it. And Ty Galdi will ask for his time. Going to rewrap those bright red batting gloves on both hands. One swing of the breeze and he will step back in. Batters can call timeout twice in an at-bat. Not many do. One is pretty much it. That makes sense. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. And he got him. Chased one away. That was 81. So, again, David Leal will top out anywhere from 81 to 83.
Now batting number 6.
And his command has been remarkable. He has 6 strikeouts and 1 walk in this game. So 64 strikeouts, 13 walks for the season. Pitch up high to Joe Rizzo. And, of course, just as I say that, he sends one way up on a 68-mile-an-hour pitch. Lefty-lefty matchup. Nobody on, 2 out in the 5th. Joe Rizzo, a double and a run scored in the 1st. Breaking pitch out towards 2nd, and Gelof dives, makes the play, turns, throws, and got him. Nice play by Zach Gelof, clapping his hand into his glove in response is Logan Davidson. A beauty by Gelof. Made about a step and a half, move to his right, dove, made the play, and had enough on the throw to get Rizzo. Nicely handled, and David Leal, his 3rd consecutive 1-2 inning, 1-2-3 inning, and he's retired now 12 in a row. Has given up a single to Anchia, leading off the 2nd. So we will go to the bottom half of the 5th inning. We're midway through the series finale with a good ball game going on a Sunday afternoon. Village Car Wash score, a 2-2 tie.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Search, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
It's time to amp up the fun now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Travelers will go back to the bullpen. Jake Haber will come on to pitch. Rob Kaminsky got into and out of the jam. Came on with one man on. He walked 2 batters to load the bases, but got a strikeout of Kyle McCann to end the inning. So Kaminsky goes a 3rd of an inning, 2 walks and a strikeout. And Jake Haber will take over in the 5th inning. Becomes, of course, the pitcher of record here in a 2-2 tie. And he'll face J.J. Schwarz, Logan Davidson, and Brett Harris, the middle 3rd of the order for the Rockhounds. Haber 1-2, he makes his 41st appearance. 5.5 the ERA, 5.59. And walks have been really the issue. Haber strikes out a ton of batters. He has 57 strikeouts in just 38 2/3. And 37 hits, so he's right out of hit per inning, but he's walked 26 batters. Well, right-hander will face J.J. Schwarz. We'll go to the top or bottom, rather, of the 5th inning. 2-2 is the score. Hounds have left, as mentioned, those 7 men on base, twice leaving the bases loaded. David Leal gave up a leadoff single to Jake Anchia in the 2nd. He has retired the last 12 since. So here's J.J. Haber from the stretch and delivers high and away for a ball at 92. J.J., an RBI bounce out, a little tapper back in the 1st and popped out to 2nd base. 0-for-2 with a ribby. Moves that bat just a little as he waits. He takes, boy, high strike, just got there, inside edge, and just at the top edge of the zone, 1-ball, 1-strike. Sun has drifted behind a cloud now, so the field in shadows. Boy, a really comfortable afternoon, no breeze. Pitch, ground ball, right back up the middle, clean base hit. Now J.J. Schwarz drives one up the middle, just 3-for-16 in the series before that swing. And, boy, that's been unusual for J.J. He's been a 300 hitter basically since being assigned to the Hounds from Las Vegas, where he opened the year. So one man on, that's the Hounds' 5th base hit of the game. And here is Logan Davidson. Logan doubled to right field and scored in the 3rd. A 1-for-2 strikeout and a 2-bagger, 19th double of the season for the Hounds shortstop. Switch hitter from the left side against Haber. Bouncing ball foul toward the first base dugout, 0-1. Third baseman is Polkovic. Now see where he sets up. He's even with the bag for that first one out. He's going to back off by some steps here. Can't imagine Logan's going to be bunting. Of course, he fouls the first pitch away, so no. Playing the pull on the right side of the infield. Pitch to Logan way up and in and back away from that. One ball and one strike to count. Logan, .248 batting average, 13 home runs, and has 51 driven in. He has had a good series against the Travs. Again, he broke out of that nasty slide. Just remarkable stuff. Pitched down and in for a ball, 2-1. Came to the plate in game number two. He's 5 for his last 63 and proceeded to get base hits in his next 6 at-bats. Been doing this a long time. You and I have traveled a lot of roads in the Texas League. I just don't remember anything resembling that. A swing and a number. Foul, 2 balls and 2 strikes to count to the Rockhound shortstop. Brett Harris waits on deck. 2 all. In the bottom half of the 5th inning. Well, Amarillo has now tied Frisco. It's now 8-8 in the bottom of the 7th inning at Hodgetown. That was a 7-1 game going to the 7th inning. They actually played the middle third of that game. 4th, 5th, and 6th was scoreless. But you never know at that yard. Boy, the ball gets out, some of the dimensions left field is just ridiculous. It's a great fans park, by the way. It really is. It's important to say that. It's wonderful. The amenities are terrific. But, boy, from the diamond standpoint, goodness gracious. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased one up and away, did Logan. And he is talking to himself. Asking our home plate umpire, Stephen Rios Jr., if that was in the zone. I can't imagine it was. I think that was a little up and away. Stephen is from El Paso. Boy, speaking of places where the baseball flies around a little bit. El Paso, Texas is Stephen's home. Home now of the AAA Chihuahuas. Mike Carroll, crew chief from Conroe, Texas at first. Chris Presley Murphy from Lodi, California at third. Pitch down and away for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes to Brett Harris. Well, Brett, in his first 2 at-bats, saw 6 pitches. The first 5 were strikes. And on an 0-2 pitch in the third, he delivered an RBI single to right center field. A really good piece of hitting. Drove it opposite way, a sharply hit ball. 1-0 count, 1 on, 1 out. Pitch to Brett. Chopper toward the third baseman. Polkovich to second for 1. The pivot, the turn, the throw is way high. That's going to get out of play. Boy, Patrick Frick will talk to himself. So, 5-4 put out at second. And that ball getting out of play, so it'll be 2 down in the inning, but Harris is in scoring position. Fielder's choice, compounded by a throwing error on the second baseman. So, Marty Bikina, the batter. Marty now... By the way, I cheated him a little bit. I said he was 5 for his last 10. He's 5 for his last 8. He also has a walk. He's 1-for-1 in this game, a single, a steal, and a base on balls. Now the Hounds, who have loaded the bases in the second and fourth, have a runner in scoring position again here, but now with 2 men down on the fielder's choice, compounded by the error. Pitch to the outside corner called strike to Bikina. Perfect pitch there from Jake Haber. Sun breaking out again and coming and going. And as the sun comes out, so does the wind. A little breeze blowing straight in from left field. Brett Harris takes the lead off second base. Pitch from Haber. Strike 2. Boy, 2 perfect pitches from the right-hander there again. He strikes out a ton of batters. ERA is a little bit high, but so is the K count. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Marty Bikina. Boy, Hounds have had opportunities in this ballgame. Here's the 0-2 stretch, long look at second, pitch to the plate, check swing, called third strike, didn't go. That's called third strike, and boy, it just got there. But again, Haber, 2 more whiffs in the inning. So it's no runs on a base hit, 1 error, and 1 man is left on base. So the Hounds have left 8 men on base in this game, and 1 man caught stealing. We'll give you the game summary coming up. And we have played 5. Rockhounds Baseball is brought your way by our great friends at Village Car Wash, and our score of the game through 5 on Sunday afternoon, a 2-2 tie.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed wing stop. but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
We have a tie ball game after five. Arkansas has dominated this series. But the two games of the Travs have not just run away and hidden. Boy, it's been really close ball games. David Leal delivers, and this is just outside to Jake Schiner. That is league-leading, well, perhaps league-leading 93rd RBI. We'll see what Cedeno is doing for Amarillo in that ball game. 1-0 pitch to Schiner, swung on and sent foul, right field side and out of play, 1-1. So we have played five. Travelers, 2 runs, 4 hits and an error, 2-4-1. Rockhounds, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 2-5-0. But the Hounds have had some bases on balls as well. They've had more chances than have the Travs. A swing and a foul out of play. 1-2 to Schiner. Zach Deloach and Caden Polkovich will follow in the sixth. Hounds loaded the bases in the second and the fourth, left them loaded both times, and left the man in scoring position in the fifth. The kick and a 1-2 by Leal. That ball is hard hit left field. Is it fair? Is it foul? It is a foul ball. Well, that was well hit left field corner. 1-2, the count to Schiner. Maybe a near miss there. Travs got on the board with 2 runs in the first inning. Joe Rizzo a double, man at the plate. Jake Schiner with the RBI single. He later scored on a double by Cade Marlowe for a 2-0 lead. 1-2, the count. Leal with a pitch, well inside for a ball, 2-2. Hounds got on the board in the bottom of the first inning. A Zach Geloff walk. A single by Kyle McCann, which basically was a hit and run. And Geloff scored on the bounce out by J.J. Schwartz. Bouncer foul here with an off-speed pitch, way off-speed at 68. Still 2-2. Hounds tied the game with 2 outs in the third inning. Bases empty. Logan Davidson doubled. And Brett Harrison, 0-2, RBI single to right field. Here's the 2-2 from Leal. Ball hit in the air to center. Goldberg is there, and that is a rope that right at Goldberg. Michael will haul it in. So one down, solid contact, but right at the center fielder. One away for Zach Deloach. He is lined out sharply to second and struck out swinging. David Leal, the starter for the Rockhounds in this ball game. Prelander Baroa started for Arkansas. Again, he's not expected to go deep in games right now. Here's Deloach swinging, loops one foul to Zach out of play. It's 0-1. Travelers have won by scores of 8-0, 16-11, 22-5, and last night 8-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, chased it, swung on and missed. Again, sub-70 right at 69 miles an hour, and Deloach chased it. Rockhounds winning the series game 2-1. Gotta love baseball. 2-2 tie in the fifth. The pitch by Leal. Swing and a miss, and he got him on 3 pitches. That is the 7th strikeout for David Leal against 1 walk. And the batter is Caden Polkovich. He drew that walk back in the first inning. And struck out on 3 pitches in the third. Polkovich is a switch hitter. Caden batting from the right side. Takes one just inside. Came with a heat that time at 82. By the way, anytime you joke about the velocity, believe me, it's with respect. Delivery down and in. Ball 2. Boy, that doesn't happen very often. 2 balls, no strikes.
That is the third time in this game he's gone 2-0. Just double-checking the card, did it? That might only be twice. Here's the two-ball, no-strike pitch. Outside, off the corner, 3-0. And, well, that is certainly the first 3-0 count that Leal has gone to. So, Caden Polkovic, see if he has the green light here. Three balls, no strikes. Nobody on, two out, top of the sixth. David with the 3-0. And he does have the green light and sends a high fly ball to left field. Boy, this ball's got a chance to do some damage. And over the corner and making the catch. Left field near the corner is Marty Bakina. When we come back, I'll tell you how hard that ball was hit and how close he just came to a 3-0 home run. Did Polkovic, he drives it to left, basically at the wall at the bullpen, and the out is recorded. That is 15 in a row retired by David Leal, and that last one, number 15, boy, that got dicey. To the bottom of the sixth, Village Car Wash score, a 2-2 tie.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto-pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 megs. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years. And burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Devin Boyle, Michael Goldberg, and Chase Calabrese, 8-9-1 in the Rockhounds order. 2-2 tie by the pun intended bat of an eye. Boy, Caden Polkovic missed breaking the tie by less than we can almost imagine. Pitch outside is Travis Kuhn. Out of the bullpen, Travis going one inning at a time here. As they have been doing much of this season out of the pen. Called strike, 1-1 to Devin. He has walked and fouled out on a bunt attempt, 0-1. Devin Boyle, left-handed hitter against Travis Kuhn, the top 30 prospect relief pitcher for the Mariners, finds the inside corner with a fastball strike at 96. As the sign sets up in the third base side of the rubber, delivers and a high strike three, got him. Pitch up in the zone, but boy, good fastball at 96. And Travis has had some ups and downs of late, but again, he throws hard and a very talented reliever gets a four-pitch strikeout there. The right field bullpen provides a target that almost anybody can hit, especially if the wind is blowing that way. Short porch in right is eminently reachable. In left field, that is a drive. Entirely different thing. Michael Goldberg takes down and away for a ball. Michael has walked and flown to center. 3:30 down the line, and the bullpen is cordoned off in that left field corner, the diagonal fence. Back up pitch, missed up and in 2-0. And it then angles out, about a 45-degree angle, but it angles out from the foul pole and meets the high outfield wall, cordoning off that left field bullpen. Pitch, boy, that is a high strike. 2 balls and 1 strike, 2-1 to count. And that ball that Polkovic hit was caught right where the bullpen fence meets the high outfield wall, and that is basically a corner in left field. Pitch misses up and in 3-1, and it is, that ball was really, really well hit. If you hit it maybe 5 feet to the left, it's gone. 5 feet to the right, it's a double. Probably. Ground ball right side, wide of the bag. At first, full count to Goldberg, 3-2 to Michael. Bottom of the sixth and a 2-2 tie. No offense to anybody intended. I've been here a long time. I'm not a fan of the right field short porch. Never have been, never will be. I love left field in this ballpark. It's spacious. It's a challenge to play it defensively in some ways. A little number to second base, spinning like a top throw, and that throw's going to get away. Boy, and Michael hit the bag hard. I hope he is okay. I would guess that'll be a base hit. So a base hit for Michael Goldberg, and the question is, boy, is he okay? He hit that bag hard. Juan Delaney checking with him. He walking a little gingerly back to the bag. Michael with a base hit. Little chopper to second base, and Frick did pretty much everything he could. He threw the ball away, but it stayed in play this time. Just had to try to get a lot on the throw and got a little too much on it. So one on with one man down. Here's Chase Calabuick now top of the order. Say it quite often, if you come out to the ballpark, and if you haven't done this, it's really cool. The left field wall in this park, and you can see it a little bit, but you don't realize how deeply the left field wall is rounded inward. And it's rounded quite a bit, so that wall is actually a little rounded in left field. It's got the corner and the bullpen in left. And that diagonal bullpen fence adds an additional a good amount of space to cover for the left fielder. So I'm a big fan of that, the way that left field sets up. Here's Chase now, pitch outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. And every once in a while, just take a walk around the ballpark. And when you walk down that left field line, and when you stand basically at the left side of the wall, bouncer foul, count one ball, one strike to the hounds of right fielder. When you look at how deeply rounded in that is, don't get a lot of crazy caroms, but the ball will kick a little bit off that rounded wall. If you're sitting in the stands, you can see it a little bit. Next time, if you come out and you have a moment to walk down there, it's cool. Swing and a fly ball left field. This ball toward that corner as well, and that is going to drift foul and out of play. So 1-2 now to Chase Calabuick. Chase again with a walk, 0-2. Zach Geloff on deck. 2-2 tie, bottom of the sixth inning. Final game of this series between the Hounds and the Travelers. Travs have won this series and will win the season series. They lead 7-4 overall in the 11 of the 12 games now in the book. Well, it's Hodgetown, isn't it? Goodness. Pitch called, third strike. Boy, Calabuick in some disbelief. He does not strike out very much, and he walks a lot, so when Chase out on strikes, he reacted a little bit. Didn't bark, but reacted a little bit. Called third strike. Borderline pitch. Chase has 46 walks and 52 strikeouts, and he's been to the plate basically 400 times. So he doesn't walk or doesn't strike out a great deal, but does there. Here's Zach Geloff, 0-1 and 2 walks. Takes way outside for a ball, 1-0. Frisco, three more runs, top of the eighth inning. So it's the Rough Riders 11, Amarillo 8. Amarillo batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. Boy, that's gone back and forth as that game. Rough Riders lead by 2 over the Hounds, 3 over Amarillo. Called strike. 1-1 to Zach. When the teams all pack up and board their respective buses, there will be 12 games remaining in the regular season. But swing and a miss. Zach chases one. It's 1-2. For most teams, I would think for everybody, although I don't have that right in front of me, but should be six homes, six on the road. Can't imagine anybody's going to finish with 12 in a row on the road. Here's the stretch. Kuhn with the pitch. Called third strike outside corner. Well, Geloff thought that was wide. In this inning, though, you get a look. Kuhn has had some ups and downs of late, but in that inning, you get a really good look at it. Throws from 95, 96. Boy, and really tough to pick up. A lot of deception in that delivery. So an infield single, but nothing else with it. So our ball game, we're a little different here this evening or this afternoon than we have had much of this series. But after 6, Village Car Wash score the game. The Arkansas Travelers 2 and the Rockhounds 2.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Kate Barlow takes ball one just as we come back. I apologize. A little slow getting out of that last half inning. 1-0 count to Kate Barlow. Leads it off in the top of the seventh. Breaking pitch. Fouled straight back. Count 1-1 to the Trav center fielder. RBI double back in the first. He struck out in the fourth inning. Barlow, left-hander against the left-hander, David Leal. 2-2, top of the seventh inning. Leal's pitch, off-speed, swung on and missed at 67. A backup pitch in the count, 1-2. David Leal out of time called by Barlow. He will take his time to step out for a moment. Not even the stepping out. You aren't allowed to stay out all that long anymore. Love that pitch clock. Here's the 1-2. Nubbed foul. Boy, just got a piece of that at the end of the bat at 68 again. Ball and two strikes. Now, Caden Polkovich came really close to undoing the tie in the sixth inning. As Leal back to his seventh inning of work fires and a called third strike in the knees. You know what? That pitch looked a little borderline, but Cade doesn't say a thing. He will walk away, and that was set up beautifully. Pitched knee-high outside edge. Eight strikeouts for David Leal against one walk. And, folks, he has not hit 83 miles an hour in this game, I do not believe. 81, 82. Here's Kerwer. Boy, not a bad idea. Looked a bunt, takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Tanner is a guy who runs really well, so dropping down a bunt here. If he gets on base, he'll steal it on you. He's 22 out of 24. Swings and sends a high pop-up. That'll get out of play off to the right side. One ball and one strike. So this ball game, top half of inning number seven. They'll go to the ninth at Amarillo. It's 11-8 Frisco. Here's the pitch swung on and fouled straight back. Again, the importance of that game is really particularly big for Amarillo. They are three games out, but they are facing the Rough Riders. So they will either be two or four games back with 12 to go. Ground ball, that's a fair ball down the left field line. 16 in a row retired, but Cade Marlowe, Tanner Kerwer, rather. Marlowe, a strikeout to start this inning. But Tanner Kerwer, double down the left field line. 16 in a row retired prior to that by David Leal. But now it's a runner at second base. And you have a left-hander on the mound. Jake Anchia at the plate. Does Kerwer try to steal third here? There's only one out in the inning. 2-2 tie. Runner in scoring position. And he's an excellent thief. 22 steals. Two caught stealings. And Chia is 1-for-2 at the plate. Right-handed hitting catcher. Leal gives a look. Pitch comes to the plate. Strike over the inside half. 0-1. No balls. One strike to Anchia, who looks back, says a quick something to Stephen Rios Jr. Patrick Frick on deck. One down in the inning. Leal comes set. The 0-1 pitch. Sent foul. Out of play. Off to the right. 0-2. Jake Anchia, 217 batting average, 4 home runs. He has 39 driven in and does have a base hit, as mentioned, in this game. Activity now will begin in the Rock Hounds bullpen, but David Leal pitching into the 7th inning. The delivery by Leal swings and misses. Boy, just chased that way off the plate. 73-mile-an-hour pitch away, and Anchia, I'm guessing, might have thought that ball would be breaking back in. It didn't. Stayed away, and that is 9 strikeouts now for David Leal. Base hit, the 5th for the Travs, their first hit since the 2nd inning. Had 4 hits among the first 8 batters. Now here's Frick, 1 on, 2 out. Pitch by Leal. Outside a ball from David, 1-0. Frick has flown out to center fielder Michael Goldberg and bounced out to shortstop Logan Davidson. But the go-ahead run is in scoring position here in the top of the 7th inning. 2 men down. Pitch by Leal. Sails way outside, 2-0. And again, that's been very unusual. He went 2-0 in the last inning, eventually 3-0. In fact, to Polkovich, that 3-0 pitch almost got out of here. Here's the 2-0 pitch by Leal, and that is down and in ball 3. So he's only gone 2-0. Corrected my card here, went back and looked at it 3 times. He's gone 2-0. In the last 2 of those, he has extended the count now to 3 balls, no strikes. And Riley Unruh is on deck, and I don't think you want him up there if you're the Rockhounds, but he's going to come up. Ball 4. 4-pitch walk for Leal, just his 2nd walk against 9 strikeouts. And now it's 1st and 2nd. And Kyle McCann, the Hounds catcher, going to go out for a visit. I would guess, see if Chris Smith will come out and join that Rockhounds pitching coach. But right now it's just Kyle. And the Rockhounds do have activity in the bullpen. Riley Unruh will be the batter. And again, he is usually very aggressive, I believe. Yep, that is the left-hander. Warming in the pen for the Rockhounds, so Austin Briggs warming, and now here comes Bobby Crosby. So, now does that count as 2? That counts as a 2nd visit? Yeah, and that's going to be it. Well, David Leal goes 3 times through the order. He ought to get a heck of a round of applause. Yep, he sure does. It's not a huge crowd here this afternoon, but chances are, again, Sunday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, if you're in the ballpark, you're here because you're a baseball fan. You understand. David Leal, boy, I just think has been so much fun to watch. He's intriguing. He has had a couple of games in which he has really been rocked around. In fact, more than well, a couple, he really got hard hit in 13 and 15, hits Amarillo and Wichita, or Springfield and Wichita, forgive me. The Sod Poodles got to him a time or two as well, but largely without throwing as hard as 83 miles an hour. Came into this game 4-5 with a 4.78 earned run average. And again, that's top 10 in the league among those who qualify, just to give you a little perspective. And boy, when he's sharp, he is so much fun to watch because it's really artistry. I mean, he's not blowing anybody away up there. So Austin Briggs will relieve him with 2 men on and 2 out in the 7th and a 2-2 tie. David Leal goes 6 2/3. At one point, retired 16 batters in a row. So he will give up 5 base hits, 2 runs both earned, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. And again, that hit total is really high. 98 innings, 120 hits coming in. But as we said, the variance has been pretty major. And here you see today, 6 2/3, 5 base hits. Let's check the ball game in the matchup between Frisco and Amarillo. Frisco scored 1 run in the first 6 innings. They have scored 10 in the 7th and 8th. They are batting in the 9th. It's 11-8, the Rough Riders. Again, to state the obvious, Amarillo is 3 games out right now. If they win, they get within 2. If they fall, they are 4 back with 12 to go. Travelers will be at Hodgetown beginning Tuesday. Back home at Dickey Stevens a week from Tuesday to finish the regular season. Last homestand of the year, Rockhounds return a week from Tuesday to wrap up the regular season and maybe the entire year. Here's Riley Unroad as he swings. Nope, pitch way up high for a ball, so he lays off that one. 1-0. Really dangerous. Swinging the bat extremely well over the last month or so is Unroad. 0-for-3 in this one, but he's hit it hard twice. Switch hitter from the right side against the lefty. Austin Briggs, fastball, strike call, just got there outside half, 1-1. So the only two left-handers the Rockhounds have are on in this game. Stretch by Briggs, Austin's pitch drops down low, and the count is 2-2. Walks have been an issue at times. Austin in his 23rd appearance, 4.97 earned run average, has 6 saves in 7 opportunities. Not a hit per inning, 25 in the third innings, but 17 walks and 22 strikeouts. 2-1 count to Unroad. Pitch on the way to Riley High. That's ball 3, 3-1. So a 4-pitch walk to the number 9 guy in the order, putting 2 men on. 1 out, double by Tanner Kerwer. Couple of strikeouts in the inning for David Leal, but now 3-1. Unroad waits. Pitch to Riley. Swung on and fouled straight back, 3-2. So now, boy, kettle comes to a boil. 2 men on with a full count. And the lead runner is Tanner Kerwer, and he runs really well. So they'll go with the pitch. Unroll the batter. 3-2. Runners go. Pitch takes flight. It is a pop-up. Right side. Foul ground and backpedaling. And there to make the play and haul it in is J.J. Schwarz. The inning is over. Boy, did that get dicey again. Unroll pops out on a 3-2 pitch. And Austin Briggs came on with 2 men on base, but gets out of it with a pop-out against a very tough pitcher. Very tough hitter, I should say, in Riley Unroll. 7th inning stretch. Non-Googleable coming up. Oh, we're going to go football on you. Going to go football. Travels to go to the bullpen. We go to the bottom of the 7th. Village Car Wash score remains a 2-2 tie.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. But how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The 7th inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Well, Workhorse playing some baseball, but my goodness, college football is back as of yesterday. Of course, a huge day all around college football. Now, I got to remember, be careful how I phrase this. He said with rented lips. We are talking national college football championships, okay? National championship in football. 2 of the top 3 teams in terms of most national titles come from the same conference. National championships, college football. 2 of the top 3 all-time come from the same conference. What's the conference? And if you can name the teams, all the better. These 2 schools come from the same conference. They are 2 of the top 3 all-time in national college football championships. And no, I'm not messing with you. Same conference. What is it? Well, I will tell you that 1 of the top 3 teams all-time in national titles, and they are one of the teams favored this year, of course, would be Alabama, Southeastern Conference. But nope, it's not. And no, it's not the Big Ten. No, not the Pac-12. No, nope. 2 of the top 3, number 1 and number 3, come from the same conference, national football titles. That conference is the Ivy League. I know, I stumbled on this. Every year I see this at some point, this particular statistic, and it always makes me chuckle. By the way, it has been a while since an Ivy League team won the title, but Yale and Harvard are 1st and 3rd all-time in national college football titles. Called strike from Isaiah Kemble, the big right-hander to Kyle McCann. Kyle leads it off, bottom half of the seventh inning. Again, the Travs going an inning at a time, and Isaiah Kemble, big strong right-hander on the mound. 0-1 to Kyle. Swing and a miss. Comes up empty. Well, 96 from the big right-hander. Yeah, Yale won 18 titles. Of course, it's been a while. The 1928, I think, was the last time they did. They won a bunch of them early. Pitch, boy, just outside. It's 1-2. And Harvard won 15. They last won in 1922. But, yeah, the Ivy League dominated the first, what, two, 3 decades of college football. So when you look at all-time NCAA national championships, big-time level, check, swing, boy, Kyle really fooled out on strikes. The bullpen doing a marvelous job. One man down here as Kemble gets the whiff. Yale won 18 titles. Alabama, yeah, you've heard of them. They've won 16. And Harvard, 15. Whole different deal now. Oh, it's nice to love college football. Here's the swing and a fly ball off the bat of J.J. Schwarz into right center field, but drifting over, and it'll be the right fielder, Deloach, who will haul it in. Well hit ball, but he tracked it down with ease. High fly ball off the first pitch from J.J., two down here in the seventh inning. That'll bring up Logan Davidson. So Isaiah Kemble, fourth man out of the bullpen. Again, Baroa went just 3 2/3, but that was expected. So Kemble now, of course, becomes the pitcher of record. Nobody on and two out, and here's Logan. Campbell's pitch drops down and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Isaiah makes his 10th appearance with the Travs, a 5.4 ERA. Yeah, big guy throws hard for sure. Here's the stretch and pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, such an easy motion. We said that the other night. 96. Boy, it looks almost effortless. Giving up some base hits. 11 hits and 8 1/3 coming in. Swing and a miss quickly. 0-2. Kemble has been just off the charts good in terms of strikeouts and walks. He's walked just one batter. He has now pitched 9 innings, including this game. 9 innings, 11 hits, 1 walk, and 17 strikeouts. And he is 0-2 on, making 1-2 on Logan Davidson. Logan 1-for-2, double and a run scored, sandwiched between a couple of Ks. 2-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch from Kemble, jammed him, fouled back to the screen. Count stays 1-2. Rhett Harris would be next here in the seventh inning. And Logan Davidson can extend the inning. In the bottom of the ninth in Amarillo, nobody on, one out. And the Rough Riders of Frisco closing in on a very important win. Pitch of everybody. Basically, everybody in the field thought that was strike three. And almost in unison, they took 2 giant steps toward the dugout. And there was no call from Steven Rios. The pitch missed, and it's 2-2. And to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure where it missed, but Steven said it did. Might have been a little down in the way. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch to Logan. Swing and a miss. Got him. Ball got loose. Retrieved by Anchia. Throw to first for the out. So it is a 1-2-3 inning. By the way, that is the first time that the Rockhounds have gone up and down in order in this ballgame. Well, in the meantime, Travs went up and down in order 4 times. That matches as many as we've seen of that in a long while. So we'll go to the top half of the eighth after 7 complete. Village Car Wash score Sunday afternoon. Baseball, a good one. Travs 2, Rockhounds 2.
In Texas, there's pea-sized hail and baseball-sized hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Boy, in this series, this is game number 6 of a 6-gamer. It's either been a traveler's runaway or just tremendous and dramatic baseball. That's what we have here this afternoon, a 2-2 tie as we go to the top half of the 8th inning. Austin Briggs going back to the mound. Game just went final, by the way, as we come back. Game went final, so Amarillo falls at home against Frisco as Joe Rizzo stands in and sends the first pitch sharply hit but foul. Wide of the bag at first. 11-8, the final score. And again, boy, that ballpark, just you never know. That was 7-1 Amarillo going to the seventh. And it couldn't have felt comfortable. Breaking pitch fouled back. Boy, good breaking pitch had Rizzo really a little fooled, it appeared. Got a piece of it. Did Joe foul it back? He's 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for the Travelers. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Rockhounds. Hounds have had more base runners simply because of walks. 0-2, swing and a miss. Boy, he really carved Joe Rizzo up. A couple of pitches that really had him kind of fooled. And 3-pitch strikeout for Rizzo. And one man down for strikeout here for Briggs, 10th strikeout of the game for the Rockhounds. David Leal, 6 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs. They both came in the first inning. 2 walks and 9 strikeouts. Activity continues in the bullpen for Arkansas. A pitch called strike in the knees to Jake Shiner. Well, that just got there. 0-1 the count. Jake with an RBI single and a run scored in the first inning. He's bounced to third and lined out to center since. 0-1 pitch down and back to the dirt. On its way toward the on-deck circle. 0-1 count to Shiner. RBI his 93rd. Count is 1-1. We need to get the scoreboard operating here. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Now, the fans think that's strike 3. It's not. It's 1-2. 1-2. Steven Rios trying to get it corrected. Now, we got it. 1-2 on the board, and that's correct. The 1-2 pitch. Sent run through on the right side, a base hit. Good piece of hitting by Shiner. On the 1-2 pitch, stayed behind it, drove it between first and second, and the Travelers have the go-ahead run on at first base. Shiner with a 2-for-4 afternoon. Here is Zach Deloach. He is lined to second. And twice struck out. Love the fact that one of the guys doing bat boy duties today is the winningest pitcher in minor league baseball, Taylor Dollard. A swing and a miss. Boy, good sink on that pitch. Deloach chases. Can't get it. 0-1 the count. Left-handed hitter is Zach Deloach. 13 homers, 66 driven in. Top 10 prospect outfielder for the Seattle Mariners. 0-1 stretch. Look at first. Pitch by Briggs. Ground ball foul wide of first base. Count is 0-2. Zach, a Texan. He's out of the Colony, Texas. Kidded about it, and we were talking about it, gosh, when was it? Yesterday, day before, but your Seattle Mariners outfield, your open spaces, you got reduced, didn't they, a week or so ago? Pitched to the dirt, and a really good block by Kyle McCann. Well, that ball bounced up there, and that play by Kyle behind the plate keeps the go-ahead run from getting into scoring position. Yeah, Julio Rodriguez locked up for the next 83 years by the Mariners, so there's one spot. 1-2. Stretch and pitching away by Briggs. Got him. Called third strike in the knees. Boy, Deloach didn't think so. And again, there have been some borderline pitches here. And I don't think you have to say too close to take, but a tough called third strike for sure. And it's 2 down in the inning. And here's Caden Polkovich. He walked in the first, struck out in the third, and on a 3-0 pitch in the sixth inning, he came within about 5 feet either way of either a homer or a double. Switch hitter from the right side. Briggs pitch, got a good strong fastball, 96, swung on and missed. Boy, had some sink on it. Count 0-1. Caden Polkovich hitting 244, has 50 driven in on the year, 9 home runs. Third baseman Brett Harris guarding the line at third. Top of the eighth in a 2-2 tie. The stretch, kick and pitch by Briggs. Backdoor pitch snaps for a strike. Boy, that ball got about 50 feet from home plate and, or from the mound and just snapped over the outside edge. 0-2 count. Two out. One man on. Stretch and pitch by Austin. Swing and a miss, and he got him, and the inning is over. Briggs strikes out the side. Gives up the base hit, but also strikes out the side. So no runs on the base hit. No runs on the hit, no errors. One man is left on base. Boy, this ball game, absolutely terrific stuff. It is Sunday afternoon baseball at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds and Travelers winding up their series. And our Village Car Wash score to the bottom of the eighth is a 2-2 tie.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
Travs continue to roll through the bullpen as Colin Kober comes on to pitch here in the last half of the eighth inning. And a 2-2 tie. Travs got 2 runs on 3 base hits in the top of the first inning. They got a leadoff single in the second by Jake Anchia. But since that, and that was the start of David Leal retiring 16 in a row before the Tanner Kerwer double. Patrick Frick a walk in the seventh and a one-out single by Jake Shiner in the eighth inning. But since the second inning single by Anchia, just 3 base runners for the Travs. So Brett Harris leads it off. Marty Bikina and Devin Foyle, thank you very much. Tip your waiters and waitresses. Brett will lead it off, so Harris, Bikina, and Foyle. There we go. Called strike outside corner from Colin Kober. Colin out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Right-hander, 6 feet, 185. Pitch to Harris. Just missed. Not sure where with that pitch. 1-1. Kober making his 40th appearance, and Colin has been very good. 3.56 earned run average. The Travs bullpen. Pitch to the outside corner just wide. Ball 2-2-1. Drops down. Gives you a little three-quarter arm look. Only 30 base hits. A swing and a miss. Good backup pitch. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Opposition hitting just 197 against him, and that whip is outstanding, 1.16. He'll walk some batters, but, again, gives up so few hits. 30 hits, 20 bases on balls in 43 innings, so 1.16 whip. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch swung on, punched foul. Protecting it outside corner is Brett Harris. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett with an RBI single on an 0-2 pitch with 2 outs in the third inning, brought home Logan Davidson. He has struck out, reached on a fielder's choice in his other 2. 1-for-3. Here's the 2-2. Backup delivery almost got him. 3 balls, 2 strikes. It just kind of slipped off the fingertips, I think, of Colin Kober. Harris leads it off, last of the eighth inning. 3-2 pitch, swings and pops one foul. We'll do it again on a full count here. Red Harris at 274 overall. Again, he's been an interesting study. The production up, average down in the second half. 3-2 pitch. Well, now that's fouled away. He's doing some research on Tony Gwynn we used for the Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. Ran across an article. I was thinking it was fairly new. Writer suggesting that 280 is the new 300 in terms of batting average. Here's the 3-2. Ground ball, foul boy Harris really doing battle. That's 4 2-strike foul balls. This would be a 10-pitch at bat at least for plate appearance, as the case may be. And pretty good article, again, just talking about the evolution of the game of baseball. And batting average is not nearly as important with all of the stats, I guess, that we now have to work with. But I was thinking that was a newfangled article. He wrote it in 2014. 280 is the new 300. I'm going to reread that one. That's interesting. 3-2 pitch, sliced in the air to right field, but it'll be within Deloach's reach, right into the glove. Well, a battle, a 10-pitch battle at that. But a fly ball to right, one down in the eighth, and here's Marty Bikina. 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a whiff. And added a stolen base, in fact, to the resume in the second inning, did Marty. Hounds left fielder. Nobody on, one man down. Trapp scored two in the top of the first. Swinging a high fly ball. Straightaway center field, not overly deep. Marlowe is there. That was a middle out pitch, and Marty sends it a mile and a half in the air and into the glove. It settles of Cade Marlowe, the center fielder. Two down, and here is Devin Poyle. I think it's a good omen. He got his first name right that time. Devin 0 for 2. He has walked, fouled out on a bunt attempt, and struck out. Left-handed hitter facing Colin Kober. 2-2 tied, bottom of the eighth. Pitch settles in right over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. No balls, one strike. Hounds have activity in the bullpen, and I believe that is Chase Cohen. The hair should give that away. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball to first, and right into the glove of Rizzo. He will underhand to the pitcher, a little high on the toss, but they got there. And the Hounds go in order for the second consecutive inning. And only the second time on the afternoon. So, eight innings, and boy, this one, what a dramatic baseball game. We'll go to the top of the ninth inning. Austin Briggs back to work. Village Car Wash score, 2-2 tie.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Well, simple question here this afternoon. Are nine innings enough, or do we go extras? We shall see. Top of the ninth inning, Austin Briggs back to work. And he will face Cade Marlowe to lead it off. And boy, this guy's a dangerous leadoff hitter. He's a tremendous base dealer, and he has power. Takes a called strike at the knees, outside edge, 0-1. Marlowe RBI double in this ball game, coming off a huge game last night. Pitch by Briggs. Looking to bunt. Marlow takes up and in for a ball. 1-1. Cade has 14 home runs, the 14th of those coming in last night's game, and it was an inside-the-park home run hit to deep right center. Here's a 1-1. Bouncing ball to first base and smothered by Schwarz, but he's not going to get him. That's a base hit. Ball dribbles away, backed up by McCann. So, I think it'd be a base hit. Yep, base hit all the way for Marlow. Boy, and that is absolutely a huge guy to get on base because he has 35 stolen bases. Now, one would, he had a first, a left-hander on the mound. Bobby Crosby's going to make a trip to the mound, and if it's Bobby, yeah, he's going to go to the bullpen. Chase Cohen had been warming, so Austin Briggs will go an inning and a third, base five, make it base six, retired four of them, two base hits, struck out three, and so in the ninth inning, tie-breaking run on at first base, an infield single, and it just really kind of tied J.J., first baseman J.J. Schwarz, they really tied him in knots, and he tried to underhand the ball in time to Briggs, but again, Marlow runs really well. So Chase Cohen on to pitch. He'll face Tanner Kerwer, Jake Anchia, Patrick Frick, bottom third of the order. Chase got the save in the 2-1 ball game, but gave up the home run to Jake Shiner in that game. So Bobby walking back to the dugout. Tanner Kerwer, the batter. So if you look at the batting order, Kerwer doubled his last time down the left field line. And with Marlow, the base runner, of course, you don't necessarily need to, if you're thinking sacrifice, if you're looking at it kind of from a small ball in a 2-2 game in the ninth inning, but Marlow can just perhaps steal a base. You have a right-hander on now in Chase Cohen. And Marlow with two stolen bases in last night's game. Again, this Sunday afternoon, there is absolutely no breeze, and that has been the case almost this entire series. It just occurred to me. I just glanced at the foul pole, or the flagpole rather, and have 88 degrees, so it's not scorching hot by any stretch, and no breeze in the ballpark, and that's been the way we've been almost throughout the series. And if you're from around here, you know how unusual that is. And it's a gorgeous afternoon for baseball. Again, the ball game in Amarillo is in the books, and Frisco wins at 11-8. The Rough Riders trailed 7-1, and that ballpark just lends itself to a little bit of everything, and they came back and won it, did Frisco, 11-8. So right now, the Rough Riders will be what the Rockhounds will become next week, and that is big fans of the Arkansas Travelers. Frisco leads the Hounds at this moment by 2.5. They lead Amarillo by 4. That was a swing game to wind up that series. Here's Tanner Kerwer. Here's Chase Cohen. One on. Nobody down in the ninth. Runner not going. Pitch a strike. Outside corner at the knees. Count quickly 0-1. Tanner Kerwer, right-handed hitter. Doubled down the left field line his last time up. He's 1-for-3. Marlow the base runner. 35 steals. Cohen sets. Runner not going. Pitch to the corner. Got there again. This time a breaking pitch called strike two. Lead-off single by Marlow. Travs have had only four base runners since the first batter of the second inning, but boy, they've got the guy on there I would think they want. He's extended the lead a half step, not going, swing and a miss, and Kerwer behind a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. What a good sequence of pitches right there. Get part of that to Kyle McCann, of course, calling the pitches behind home plate. We had two pitches away at under 90 and came back with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball to finish it off. So the batter now, Jake Anchia. He is singled and struck out twice. Marlow's leaning, bluffing, not going. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Boy, Cade gave little deke with that right shoulder. Sun has come and gone on the afternoon, drifting in and out of clouds. It's bright shining now. First shadow stretching out the light standard. Stretching out toward the first baseline. 0-1 count. Cohen's pitch. Swing and a miss. Going 92 with sink. And It's 0-2 now to Jake Anchia, Trav's catcher. Singled in the second inning. It was the fourth base hit. He was the eighth batter up in the game, and David Leal retired the next 16. 0-2 stretch. One on, one out. Pitch well low and outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Patrick Frick on deck. Two all tie, top of the ninth. One on, guy with great wheels in Cade Marlowe. Brett Harris guarding the line at third. Tossed to first, and oh, that was close. It was a poor throw. Marlowe may have been edging and going and chased through over. And, boy, a good throw. Not saying he would have been out. That might be a stretch, but it would have been really close. Would have been bang, bang. 1-2 the count. Cohen comes set. Marlowe leaning. Is he going? He is not. The pitch way high for a ball. 2-2. Jake Anchia, 217 the average. 4 homers, 39 driven in. Chase Cohen on in relief, second man out of the Rock Hounds bullpen. 2-2. Throw to first again. Boy, again, a little awkward, but J.J. Schwarz makes the catch. So he's had his two allotted throws over. Again, if you throw over again and don't get him, the guy goes to second base, and as we have found, it is scored. What do we say? Is a wild pitch or a balk? Now I can't remember. The 2-2 stretch and pitch, and a swing and a miss, and he got him. So two down, boy, and now you have the number nine guy up there in Patrick Frick, right-hander on the mound, and you just have to wonder, is Cade Marlowe going to run here? You have to figure there's a good chance that he will. Riley Unruh, top of the order, is on deck. Pitched by Cohen, swung on and missed. Fastball with good life on it at 92, and it's 0-1 to Frick. Patrick has flown to center, bounced out to shortstop, and he walked his last time up. That was the last batter that David Leal faced. Leadoff single by Marlowe. He's on at second with two men down. Cohen comes set. The 0-1 kick and pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball this time at 94, and it's 0-2. And Marlowe showing no signs of going. At least he hasn't yet. Let's see if he does here. 0-2 count. Stretch by Cohen. Pitch on the way. Ball hit in the air to right field. But Kalibwig is there, and he's got it. Really well-hit ball and an 0-2 count by Frick. He went the opposite way, but Chase had plenty of room in front of the bullpen fence. Always makes you pause when it goes that way, but no damage done. And Chase Cohen, a really nice job out of the bullpen. Comes in and retires three consecutive batters after the leadoff single by Cade Marlowe. And so, we are going to go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and it's either a walk-off or extras. It's just that simple. So the middle of the ninth at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Village Car Wash, score is a 2-2 tie.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
In the last half of the ninth inning, it will be 9-1-2 in the Rockhounds order. Michael Goldberg will lead it off. Chase Kalibwig and Zach Geloff to follow. And for the first time, we're going to go a second inning here for Arkansas. Colin Kober is on the pitch. There is activity beginning in the bullpen, but Kober pitched the eighth, and that was a 1-2-3 inning. So he faces Michael Goldberg. Michael, a guy with very good Very good speed. He's not a base stealer necessarily, but good speed, so Hounds would love to get him on base. He's 1-for-2 with a walk and a single. Takes down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Hounds 2, Travs 2 in the last of the ninth inning. Travelers have already clinched this series. They lead it 4-1. Pitch to Goldberg. High fly ball. Left field. This is high. This is deep. This ball's got a chance. That ball got out of here! He's gone! His first double-A home run is a game winner! Sidewalk souvenir, and Michael Goldberg is about to meet the entire team at home plate. Toss that helmet, young man. Points at the sky. Jumps on the plate. The Rockhounds walk it off in the last of the ninth. One pitch, actually a 1-0 count in the bottom of the ninth, and Michael Goldberg's first double-A home run is a walk-off. And that was not a cheap home run. That was over the high wall in left. It cleared the wall. It's gone. Before I could tell you, Michael Goldberg had no home runs and 13 driven in. He has one home run at the double-A level. He's got his 14th run batted in, and the Rockhounds have walked this game off. What a remarkable series. The Arkansas Travelers won in this series by scores of 8-0, 16-11, 22-5, and 8-1. The Rockhounds won by scores of 2-1 and 3-2. And I just missed it, didn't I? I just whiffed, and that was Tyler Soderstrom. You know, the bad thing about that, it was a really good call. It was a really good radio call, except they had the wrong guy at the plate. Other than that, it was really good. So, yeah, that was a really good call. It was Tyler Soderstrom. I just missed one of the great moments of the season. I whiffed on it. You know, I'm writing something down, and it didn't even look. Well, it is a chapter in his career that he will, well, and it's perfect because Tyler is, of course, the high prospect for the Oakland A's. Should have seen it coming, didn't. Was watching the pitcher, double-checking on Colin Cobra, and Tyler Soderstrom walks it off. Mike Markham, thank you for correcting me on that. Didn't even think about it. Didn't even give it a moment's thought. Tyler, and there is, well, he's got the worst radio call in the history, perhaps, of radio, but he has got a chapter for his career. And this is a kid who is rated either number one or number two, depending on how you look at him, who you trust in terms of the A's organization. And he is playing this afternoon. He is Tyler, coming up as a pinch hitter in just his 26th game at the double-A level. That is his fifth home run, his 25th overall on the season, because he hit 20 for Lansing, and it got out of here. And it was the whole ball club that met him at home plate. Well, I whiffed on it. That's all you can tell. Just I will have a talk with myself later. Trying to make sure everything was in proper perspective and getting this inning going, and wouldn't you know, missed the pinch hitter. I'm glad somebody caught it, so thank you guys in the other room for noticing. So the walk-off home run belongs to Tyler Soderstrom. The win belongs to the Rockhounds. They stay, thanks to the Dramatics, just 2 games behind the Frisco Rough Riders in the Texas League South. The Riders winners today in comeback fashion at Amarillo. Well, while I go smack myself around here over the next few moments, and believe me, I will do so, Tyler Soderstrom, tip of the cap, walk-off home run in the last half of the ninth inning. Well, it's going to be a chapter for his scrapbook, not one for mine. Rockhounds win 3-2. Gentlemen won it all. Man, it's a really crazy series here between the Travs and the Rockhounds in the books, a 3-2 walk-off. And this Bud and this Michelob Ultra for everybody but me.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Well, this ball game about as tight as it could be for the Travelers. Two runs on seven hits and one error, 2-7-1. Rock Allen's three runs on seven hits and no errors, 3-7-0. Chase Cohen gets the win in relief. He is 4-4 with a 3.54 ERA. The loss to Colin Cober falls to 4-2, 3.68. The only home run of the game is the game winner. I'm going to have such a talk with myself later, but that's a whole other story. Tyler Soderstrom, fifth of the year with the Rockhounds, 25th overall on the season. He had 20, remember, with Lansing at the advanced single-A level. And, again, just a moment in his career, took a 1-0 pitch, pinch hitting for Michael Goldberg in the ninth. And, of course, you know, you look back at it, it's an absolutely logical move to make. And it's easy sometimes to sprain your elbow, patting yourself on the back. I'm thinking, gee, it's been a lot of fun. It's a great, you know, terrific ball game. 2-2 tie going to the ninth, and had everything exactly where I wanted it, except it missed on the pinch hitter. And it's a pretty logical choice to have him come up there. And my goodness, does he deliver on a 1-0 pitch over the high wall in left field. And Tyler Soderstrom with the walk-off home run. So the Rockhounds now, they lose this series 4-2. But a ball game such as this, that moment, of course, now as you have the Monday off, Hounds will board the bus and head to Corpus Christi, and they will do so now, 30-26 in the second half. Frisco is 32-24. There are exactly 12 games to go, and the Rockhounds are 2 games out, thanks to a remarkable finish here. Take a quick second look at this ball game coming up from Momentum Bank Ballpark, our final Village Car Wash. Score of this game, Rockhounds 3 and the Arkansas Travelers 2.
One goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds. And they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
When you go back and you look at this series, what a remarkable 6 games and such contrasts. The Travelers winning opening night 8-0, and that was a game that was stopped in the sixth inning by rain, then 16-11, 22-5. They also won 8-1 in yesterday's ball game. And Tyler Soderstrom, by the way, homered in the ninth inning of that game. He now is homered in back-to-back at-bats. And even if the broadcaster didn't get it, back-to-back at-bats with home runs. Last night, he broke up a shutout. This afternoon, he walks off the game. Rockhounds win in this series, come by scores of 2-1 and 3-2. He didn't factor in the decision, but David Leal continues to be a terrific story as well on this season. 6 2/3 innings, gave up 5 hits, 2 runs. Now 3 of the hits and both of the runs in the top of the first. Leal at one point in this game retired 16 consecutive batters after giving up a leadoff single to Jake Anchia in the second inning. So David Leal just huge in this game. And again, I don't think he hit 83. On the gun at all in this ball game. Just so much fun to watch. He strikes out 9 batters while not throwing hard and walked just 2, walked the last batter he faced in this ball game. Travs got on the board in the first inning, a double by Joe Rizzo, an RBI single by Jake Schiner, his 93rd RBI of the season. And then a walk to Caden Polkovich extends the inning, and Cade Marlowe with an RBI to right field with a double made it 2-0, and the Travs looked like they were picking up where they had left off. But again, David Leal then gave up a single to Jake Anchia leading off the second, and that would be it. Caden Polkovich flirted with a home run in the sixth inning, but that was part of 16 in a row retired by David Leal after that base hit by Anchia, 16 in a row. Rockhounds get on the board in the bottom of the first. A walk by Zach Geloff, or a single by Kyle McCann. And a little tapper, a little check swing RBI single for J.J. Schwarz. Rockhounds tie the game in the third. Logan Davidson with a two-out double. And Brett Harris, talking about going back to a key swing of the bat, an 0-2 RBI single to right field into right center. Brett Harris brings home Logan Davidson, tied the game at two, and there it stayed. Leal, we just told you, did a terrific job, and the bullpen for Arkansas was outstanding. Rob Kaminsky came in, got out of a little bit of a jam for Prelander Baroa, but the third of an inning, then scoreless innings by Jake Haber, Travis Kuhn, Isaiah Campbell, and Colin Cobra's first inning was scoreless, but on the 1-0 pitch, bottom of the ninth inning, and it was Tyler Soderstrom walk-off home run. 3-2 is your final in this ballgame. Travelers will move on now to Amarillo, and they'll take on the Sod Poodles. Boy, if they swing the bats the way they did in four of the six games of this series, just imagine what will transpire at Hodgetown, because that place, of course, boy, it lends itself to a lot of offense. We saw that today, 11-8 the score, the Frisco Rough Riders scoring 10 runs in the 7th and 8th combined. So the Travs will be at Amarillo next week. They then return home to finish, we would think, the season at Dickie Stevens Park a week from Tuesday. Rockhounds will be at Corpus Christi on Tuesday evening, 6:35, next ball game from the beach. Hounds swept the Hooks there last time, and the Hooks playing really good baseball right now, so we will see what will unfold in a trip to the beach. That will begin Tuesday, running Tuesday through Sunday at Corpus Christi. The Rockhounds then return home, and they will host the very dangerous, well, best team in the league right now, the Wichita Wind Surge, beginning a week from Tuesday to wrap the regular season here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Well, wherever you have had us dialed in, this was a terrific ball game with my blunder at the end, but it was a terrific ball game between these two clubs. Sunday afternoon, old-fashioned baseball in a 3-2 final with the Rockhounds winning it. Then the Hounds will look at that standings board. The Hounds trail Frisco by two. Amarillo is now four games back in the Texas League South. We'll also keep an eye on what happens with a doubleheader making up for the rainout, as Corpus Christi will be at San Antonio. They'll play an evening doubleheader there. Corpus Christi still hanging around, and San Antonio might be as well. There will be 12 games remaining when play begins on Tuesday. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at the ballpark, we thank you so much for coming on board this Sunday afternoon for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. Look forward to seeing you from the beach on Tuesday evening. And until then, we say so long to Red, Leo. We say so long to Mr. Jackson. We say so long to Mr. Scully. And good afternoon, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.